You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
I'm so proud to have this company sponsor the You Know What, Dude podcast because I use them in my life. And they're great. Blue Apron. Blue Apron, they know that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality of standards for their community of artisanal suppliers. Family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles or wild-caught salmon or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best for less than 10 bucks per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. I love them. Here's what you get with Blue Apron. A variety of new recipes. They're created each week by Blue Apron's culinary team and are not repeated within the year. That's amazing. All right, flexibility. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. So you get to pick them. Choose delivery options to fit your needs. There's no weekly commitments. So you only get deliveries when you want them. Here's the best one. Easy. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in less than 40 minutes. Okay, so check out this week's menu. I love it. I really do. My favorite one, I'll tell you right now, the Salisbury steak. Salisbury steak. First of all, my wife's never going to cook Salisbury steak. It's unbelievable. It comes with roasted asparagus, potato wedges, which I'm not really supposed to have, but they're portioned, which is great. Okay, it's a classic American dish. Beef patties smothered with gravy. They have these unbelievable mushrooms. The flavor is unbelievable. Okay? It's actually, they put lamb in it too, with the beef, where there's usually beef. It's insane. Okay? It's one of my favorite meals from high school, from when I was a kid. The gravy's amazing. So check out this week's menu and get your two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dude. Okay, you're getting two meals free and shipped to you for nothing. Just use the code word dude. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh man, you guys can't help but get into it.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's a hype song, man.
It's good,
the
right?
Moon and shit.
That wasn't a black thing either, by the way.
I forgot. It's always a black thing when you say.
I know, good. But you guys can't help but get into it. It's like, it's a groove, the funky beat.
Black people started rock and roll.
Yo, you did not.
Yes, we did.
No, we did.
Yeah.
That's where Elvis got it from.
That's where Elvis.
You think Elvis just started swaying his hips naturally? Come on.
You black
buddy,
Bobby right now, man.
Listen,
you got the black
man.
Tee. Looking with a baldy.
This isn't
man.
A black tee.
It is.
You did not invent the black long t-shirt.
That's what we did.
Buddy, that's a fat tee.
No, it's a black
fat,
tee.
Fat people invented it and you took it and made it.
It
cool.
Was a flat, a fat.
Who do you
black
think started
man?
The fat thing, man?
Look at man.
Black people.
We made fat cool. That's why there's a movie called The Clumps.
How did you get more black?
I've been.
Hey, what's up, Marky?
Sorry,
hey. Mark Norman's in the house.
It's not even three yet.
Hey, buddy. You know what? Too much funny stuff was going on.
Oh, all right.
You know, and I knew you were going to be here on time. You're not Lewis.
Yeah.
Hey, if the black guys are here, I'm starting.
Good point. Good point.
Nobody else is going to be late.
Yeah. Woo. Good to be here.
Good to have you guys here. We got a fantastic show for you, fucking fucks.
You cocksuckers in trucks. You motherfuckers in cabs. You guys on trains. You hoes in a car.
Uh-huh.
You bitch on a boat.
Uh-huh.
You motherfuckers on mopeds. Silly bitch on a bike.
Where you pedaling, bitch?
If he's going to keep doing that, can you turn my headphones down a little bit? I got tinnitus from the second. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're here. Chris, go around the room, introduce the guests of today's YKW Dude.
Okay, to my right, very funny, Brandon Collins is
Hello,
here.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Be Carl.
Yeah.
He's one of the black guys, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
By the way.
White black.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even know he has a dungaree shirt and a Harry Potter hat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, you are fucking adorable.
Oh, thank what you, is this?
How did you get cuter?
I started running more.
Oh, my God, I want to fucking adopt you.
Yeah.
I want, like, different strokes.
I would love to live with you, Bobby.
Oh, God, I'd fucking have you at my house. I'd get you a nice computer.
Okay, all right, cool. Computer shit, but I thought you were about to say I'm going to have you do some lawn work and shit outside.
No, I wouldn't have you do that. I have Mexicans for that. I'm not going to fucking take a job away from a Mexican dude. I have an Italian guy who does my lawn. Gaetano. God, fucking old school Italian. He takes out my lilac. He can't walk. He walks with a limp. He uses the weed whacker, and it uses the momentum of the weed whacker to move him along. Cause he, so he'll just, whatever's in his way, he just fucking takes out two lilac bushes with a weed whacker.
Mm.
I go, you took out my lilac bushes. He goes,
You still pay him?
I just love it, old Italian guys.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't want to get whacked by his son.
No. That is racist because you're assuming he's in the mafia. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, there
wow.
you go.
Well, fucking Scopo's kind of funny already.
Yeah. I used keyword kinda.
Yeah. Oh, and then Mark Norman's here.
Actually, that's regular Scopo funny.
Right. Yeah.
We got Mark Norman, who I saw today at therapy.
Yeah.
You going to the wife of mine?
Oh, Alan, come on.
Yeah. What are you?
He's the best.
Yeah, well, he's all right.
I haven't been in so long.
No, you go?
Yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said I'm his funniest client.
Oh, wow.
He told me he didn't mean it.
Really?
He said you're his most sensitive client.
Yeah.
And if he didn't say that, you would have fucking cried like a pansy.
Do you guys actually like therapy and shit? Does
it
actually help?
It's the best. Changed my life.
Man, Mike had me go to... Mike convinced me to
go to
a therapist.
Stop. Don't throw me under the bus like that, but continue.
But Mike recommended I go see a black therapist, right? Because they know my plight more.
Black
this dude
power.
Couldn't remember.
Therapist.
Couldn't remember anything about him.
So what is that? Is that Keith Robinson, a car ride to Philly? You gotta get your shit together, player.
No, what you gotta do. You gotta start living with bitches. And you gotta leave the stove on. That's what you gotta do.
Somehow when you do a black voice, it's racist.
Of course, we got Phil Hanley.
Hey, Bobby.
Who, this cocksucker.
Boy.
I didn't make it to my barbecue.
I was invited last minute, and I tried to...
Doesn't matter.
What's
last minute? Last minute, first of all, is not the night before at 8 o'clock. Last minute is fucking 12 o'clock the day of when there's a 2 o'clock barbecue.
Okay, well, I think...
And how come Norman didn't? How come you didn't get the invite?
No invite. I was going to bring that
and
up.
You
that was
two
my
guys,
beef.
You guys should have got the
I
invite,
got
too.
An invite.
I got an invite the previous
oh,
year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Once you get the invite, you're in.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, you're in.
I didn't know but that was...
But you guys...
Didn't
wait,
we didn't know the date.
We didn't know the date.
One second, though. You do have...
I got a Zipcar membership. I could get there in a jiffy.
I don't know the address.
Holy shit.
I can come if I can find it.
Hang on one second. Eager.
I got to get my eyebrow back down from him using the word jiffy.
Yeah.
He used Zipcar and jiffy.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I'd go to a white therapist. I really... If
you're
you
an inch away from... Until I can say skedaddle.
Thank you, Phil.
Well, you have the invite, but here you do have to check with me because there is a... I do have a black guy quota.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's right. five black people.
I should be able to be okay with that.
You're fine. You can just show up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're good. You can come with Norman.
What about Mike?
Mike.
I bring my wife.
No, yeah, you're okay.
That balance.
She cancels it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, dude, you guys can come. You already got the invite.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This is, and I'm Phil,
yes.
Mark, I'm sorry I didn't invite you.
I was hurt. I brought up with a couple people.
You, listen,
brought up
Mark.
With Alan.
You come.
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I actually said to him today, I go, you're probably going to get a lot of these fucking lunatics coming and giving me shit today.
Uh-huh.
Here's the problem with the...
I'm one of them.
Here's the problem with the barbecue. You ready? Mm-hmm. I'm a well-liked guy.
Not according to Alan.
Well, look, you can't invite... When I go to do the invite, it's like, okay, I'm going to invite first Keith, Colin, Phil. Norton, Voss.
Phil.
Phil, you're not on that.
Oh,
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I got I got these guys here. You know, of course, Deepu, Scopo, and Lauren. You know, then there's Lenny Marcus. There's, you know, and you start doing this list, yeah. And you're like, okay, and you keep going, and then you're like, oh shit, fucking. I forgot to Rachel. I got Rachel's. Of course, Rachel's going. And then you're like,
Soda.
Then you're like, oh, I got Esty. Esty's going. I got to invite Liz. Oh, Soda. Joe List. Oh my God, Lewis. Lewis and the kid. And all of a sudden, you're
Lewis
like, fuck.
Kid,
that's
before me?
That's 15. That's almost. Well, we haven't cleaned up. We.
He walks in. He's like, hey, Gaetano.
But then, as you go, you're like, oh, fuck me. And you, I just can't remember all these people, like who to invite. And then you invite people like Phil.
Last
now, go
minute.
Off. Here's the, what?
I would have totally got. I'm in town for 4 days.
Here's the problem.
I also want to point out you only named one black person, so. You
got no. Marina.
Vaughn was there?
Vaughn, Marina Franklin, and Keith.
Okay.
That's almost four.
Yeah, Keith's a lot.
I gotta ease my
Keith's like
listen.
Four.
I gotta ease my kid into this, okay?
Right, that's the suburbs.
I know, but he might have to go to the shitty school, so I want to ease him.
Oh, there you go.
You might see more of these, Max.
I don't want to show up for first grade and be like, "What the fuck?
Yeah,
why are they smoking?" I just forget. How many people? And of course, Mark, you can come. I saw Phil. I saw Carmen Lynch.
Oh, Lynch. Oh,
I saw her. She was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm sorry. Just come. You absolutely, you can go. Because I talk to Colin every day. I talk to Keith all the time. The people that I talk to all the time, let's go. And I love you guys. Of course, you could have come. You could. I'm going to tell you right now.
I was hurt.
I'm going to say this. Mark Norman. You, if Joe List is going, you can come.
Well, no, I can't go without Joe.
I'm kidding, Mark. I'm gonna tell all you guys, right? You four guys right here. Mm-hmm. You three guys. I'm gonna tell you three guys right here.
Who just got excluded?
I don't know yet. You guys figure that out. I want you guys to do the math.
Right. Deepu, you're out. Wait, did Lynch go?
Lynch did not go.
Okay.
Here's the problem, too, with this, because I saw her at the cellar, and I saw Phil at the cellar, and I was, they were like, what the fuck? And I was like, fuck, of course you can go. I have so much shit going on, and I forget all the people in my life that might want to go. And then here's the thing, too. You invite all these people, okay? You go out and buy 50 hamburgers, hot dogs, sausages, steak tips.
And that's for you.
No, you know what? Your invitation is taken. I rescind it.
All right.
You go and buy this food, and then these people don't fucking show up. You never know who's.
Uh-huh.
Especially comics.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden you have this shit, but I forgot. And you guys can all, if I have a party, a barbecue, show up. If you hear about it, call me. I wish you had just said, hey, dude, what's up with the party, you fat piece of shit? And I would have been like, get your fucking ass over here. Because right. You can go. You can go.
What's the next one?
You can go.
But you know,
I still want to show up. Like, if I did do that, right, I don't want to show up at your house and then your wife finds a gun out of nowhere. It's like, hey, they're coming for us.
Really? A black guy with a Harry Potter hat? She's going to be...
Oh, wear the hat.
She's from
time,
Boston.
Yes.
She kicked the shit out of you.
Finds your wand.
All she's going to do is put the package over there.
But you know, comics, we're all insecure nuts. We just want the invite. We don't actually want to go. We just want to be invited.
It's
you know?
Very true,
man.
No,
I
want
to go.
No, it is. I remember I told this story before. Patrice and Colin got into a big fight because Patrice had invited him to his barbecue, and he never came. He blew him off twice, and then he said, "Fuck it, I'm not. Fuck you, I'm not putting my self-esteem on the line anymore with you guys. I know Bobby comes. I know Norton comes. I know Will comes. I know all these, so I'm inviting people that show up because it feels good when people show up to you." And Colin called him up. I was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "You don't come, man. Fuck you. He's like, "It doesn't matter. I'm your friend. I get the invite. You invite me. I'll never come. I'll probably never show up at your house."
Yeah, he's got a point.
But I still get the invite. I still get the phone call. Not that you guys are even close to that in my life.
Like, yeah,
I was
no,
absolutely still on the right. I mean,
yeah.
But no, you do want the invite. And I'm just saying it to you right now. If I forget because there's so many, once you get up to 20 people, you're like, well, fuck.
Yeah, I get that.
And then I get like, you say you're going to go and you don't show. And I get seven people do that. That's seven hot dogs, seven hamburgers, seven sausages.
That you have for leftovers.
that I fucking throw out, dude. I mean, I can't eat that much. We had a lot of food, and we cut it down from last year. And we still have. I brought it to my cigar club had those guys eat. But I apologize. Listen, you guys.
I'm really sorry that I did. I was honored that I was invited.
Yeah, you should have went because you said you were going.
No, I never said I was going. I never said I was going. I saw.
I mean, you say what you want to say, but I mean, you said.
You criticized me for saying that I couldn't. I was like, I'm going to try, but I got like all this shit I have to do tomorrow.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I got ready. I'm about to go away for a week. I had all this like.
I was in town
for 4 days.
What'd you do?
What'd you do, Phil?
I want to know what you do.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Saturday's
a blur, but I would have been getting ready. I like did like, you know, sent my clothes, laundry and stuff like that.
Do some yoga and shit.
Abs.
Abs?
No, I was
Whose abs did you lick?
Plus, I had to get red spots.
What?
At early spots.
Buddy, what are you doing? Spots at a church? Everybody there had spots.
No, it would be everybody temple was on a, Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's a church.
Mazel tov.
I didn't get it either way.
Anyways, I apologize.
Spots at a church, I didn't catch it.
Thank you for the invite. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Anyways, I apologize. But you're right. You do want the invite. Mark, you have the invite. You come anytime you want.
I appreciate
it. Any party I ever have, you can come, except anniversaries.
I got it.
Or if I do my wedding over.
Okay.
Or if it's my birthday. Don't come. That's my day.
Got it.
But if I have a barbecue with comics that you know in your age bracket, who are like where you are in the business?
Yeah,
you show up.
All right, I mean Scopo won't be there.
Yeah. Neither will Amy. Or Colin, or Norton, or Keith, or me. No, I really feel bad about that because you do feel like shit. I remember back in the day in Boston, this guy Fitzy used to have a comic barbecue, and I never got the invite. And comics like beneath me would get the invite, or. You know, all these people that were like, how the fuck did they? And you just got to go to the club and hear how great the party was.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, and nobody knows. They're like, where were you? And it's like, I didn't fucking get invited to fucking. He's dead now, so I'm okay.
All right.
The resentment is dead. The resentment died with him.
That happened to me with you when I first kind of was around. And then I saw you that night and you're like, oh, you should have just came. And I felt like a million times better.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. You got, because I'm telling you right now, not everybody can come. I don't want fucking everybody there. I just can't do it. You can't have every fucking comic I've said hi to.
No.
Come to the thing, but you guys can definitely come.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. I feel like we're buds. We're associates.
You're buddy.
I feel like if I went to your barbecue, we'd get past that that wall.
No, you'd have to actually become a better human being.
I'm going to therapy. What you saw.
No, absolutely. You come. I'm having another one. With just comics, I think at the end of the month sometime. So feel free. It's going to be a blast. I'm going to do it Sunday, all fucking day, into the night. I want it to go into the night, too. And we'll have food and hot dogs. It's going to be a little less. This one's the big one, Max's birthday.
Mm.
So there's no face painting, no balloon. I'm sorry to bum you guys out. Balloon animals.
Hell? Why not?
Because, dude, it's expensive.
Oh, wow. Why don't you take care of your
kids? But we'll have blueberry crumble. Were you really mad at me?
No, I was just talking to everybody, and they were like, you should give him shit for that, because he always gives you shit for not inviting. So everybody was like, go hard on him.
I really don't get invited to anything.
Yeah, the picnic was fun.
Yeah, I didn't get invited to Joe's picnic.
But you had a bunch of outliers all the time.
There's rarely activities that you aren't in charge of.
What are you talking about?
Most of the activities, the big things are your barbecues. That's why you're not going to get invited to that.
Are you a piece of... What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to make you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it would make me the piece of shit if you got defensive and I was trying to make you feel better.
Were you free on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wide
we had
open.
Such a good time.
Why
would you
It was a great time.
I didn't know about it until the day after.
Mm. Oh, so you didn't hear about it till the day after?
No, I had no idea it was happening.
What was the vibe of the party? What were people saying?
You know, it was one of the weaker ones. No one really mentioned it anything about it. They just said, you going to Bobby's barbecue? Did you go? And I was like, no.
Well, those people, did they go? The people that said that?
It was Lewis.
Oh, Lewis went.
Yeah.
Lewis actually had a good time, his kid. See, what happened last year at the party, of course, it was a torrential, you know, 50-year rain. That happened, which was a nightmare. but I didn't have a lot of kid shit last year, and I didn't invite enough kids. Mm-hmm. This year, I invited a shitload of kids to come, and I got the face painting, which I got to get. Will you text my wife real quick and get me the face painting lady's name?
Wait, how did you get so many kids? Did you invite Greer? That's inside, folks at home. Inside. Guy fucks a lot of chicks and has babies.
you just want her name?
What?
You just wanted the face
painting? The company's name. No, not the lady's name. That would be hard to give out. Kathy. Kathy McCollin does great face painting. Look her up.
Big plug.
It's going to be a game changer for her.
Yeah.
There were a lot of kids, a lot of fun shit for them to do. We had a little pool. We had all kinds of shit for them to do. So they were running around, and then all the other people were. I have my backyard. I'm is pretty badass right now, I think.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got a fire pit section, and then I got a little bench with some chairs section, and then I got a little smoking room section that's really...
For the kids?
No. The kids were up on the top of the lawn under a gazebo. I got like a bunch of little parts in my yard that I set up for a different type of lounging experiences. You know what I mean?
You got a little garden?
I got a little garden. I got all these little spots you can go and be and hang out. You know what I mean? Right. Like the older people hung up in the rock garden over with the benches and the umbrellas.
Sounds like a rager.
And then there was some people hanging over by the fire pit, some of the families. Okay. And then the comics all, of course, clustered under the picnic table with the umbrella, and they all kind of stuck together. Mm-hmm. And then I have another little... I make little sections because I know people at parties. I always like when you go to a party and there's a section, there's a bunch... Five or six little sections you can kind of...
Yeah, you can
take
mingle.
Over, mm-hmm. Take over your own little spot and have people come to you. And
yeah.
Hello?
Oh, shit. Cans went out.
Yeah, everything just went out.
Yeah, everything.
Depot.
What
the fuck
happened? I heard a buzz.
There we go.
I heard something.
It's right here.
Came back for a second.
It's right. Are we going?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're still talking. Deepu, it's right here. Fix it right under there. It's the wire. Anyways, I had the... sorry about that. Don't... do it carefully. Don't fucking... He's going under like he's going to suck my dick.
This looks weird from this angle.
That's it.
This is a lot.
He went under like he aggressively was going to suck my dick in an alley. Yeah. Like the cops are coming. He wanted a couple licks in.
He's like, I can make this 20.
All right, there we go. So anywho, but yeah, parties are fucking. There was people that didn't like me the first year I threw it. There was people that didn't like me, were mad at me for a year.
Wow,
I had no fucking idea. And then they'd be like, you know, there's people that are mad at me right now. And then I invite those people, and guess who doesn't fucking show up?
They want the invite. That's
they
it.
They just want that fucking invite.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you want. You don't want to come, right?
Nah,
I'm coming.
See, I want to come. I like barbecue and shit.
But it's upstate, right?
How do you do your barbecue, though?
I'm coming with food.
It's not barbecue.
Why would you bring your own food to a barbecue?
Because you can't show up at somebody's house empty handed like that. Hospitality.
Yeah, bring a pie.
I'll bring like iced tea or something.
I'll bring kids.
Yeah, dude. You know, what do you mean? It's not a barbecue like that. It's it's a white person's barbecue.
Oh, okay.
I had steak tips, though. How good are the steaks?
Oh, my God. They were so good.
It's my thing. Did you have seafood?
So good.
Do you eat seafood?
First of all, get that little...
Do you?
I need you to get that...
I'm sorry.
That progressively thin finger out of my face. I don't know why it goes from really thin to fat.
You got Arsenio Hall fingers.
What the fuck are those?
These are my fingers. You know what I mean? These are black fingers.
Those are finger fucking fingers.
You fucking right. You fucking right.
We're taking a picture right now.
Yeah,
that's why I put my finger back.
They look like Kit Kats.
I don't do seafood. I didn't do seafood, but I am gonna do some next year.
Okay.
Fish fry?
A couple
it's delicious.
No, it's delicious.
Up in Louisiana, we had a lot of those.
We had a couple of what are they, vegans and vegetarians.
Boca burgers?
Well, I should have got Boca burgers.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I heard
I got a little seafood because there's people that don't fuck
don't
with red meat.
Yeah.
So next
That's
year.
That's why I was saying I was going to bring some seafood.
Next year I will. So Yeah, this year, though, I learned a lot from last year. Okay. As far as how much food to put out, what people... Like, we always... Don would make this salad. This big fucking salad. Nobody ate it.
Nobody eats a salad.
Nobody fucks with a salad at a barbecue.
Maybe Will.
Like, two...
Maybe.
Two people.
Yeah.
And then you wind up throwing out a massive salad. Mm-hmm. So, no salad. But she made macaroni salad, which for the last 2 years she forgot to put out. So after the fucking barbecue, we had 8 pounds of fucking macaroni salad.
Damn.
And then we have Ben and Jerry's comes around 4 o'clock.
Whoa!
And they do. How great was that?
Oh my god!
Was it? It's a truck.
They have a guy coming with like different kind of ice creams and toppings.
Six different ice creams, every topping you want, and as much ice cream as you want.
Damn!
As many you make your own sundaes, Ben and Jerry's.
Plus, there was an Oreo cake, I believe.
No, we had all kinds of treats, but Dawn every year makes a yellow cake, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
With chocolate frosting, milk chocolate frosting. Ooh. Which is the best cake? There's no other cake.
I like a yellow cake.
The yellow cake is the only fucking cake.
Yeah.
The fact that they went to white cake or black cake, no offense. There's no... yellow cake is the moistest cake. Mm-hmm. It's the only fucking cake to ever make.
Because you put that chocolate frosting on it, though, but you put the chocolate frosting on it.
Chocolate, not chocolate. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
And
yes.
It was thick,
as long
too.
As chocolate.
But because she puts
just
a lot.
Lauren likes it. Yeah.
That's the way Laura likes it. Really thick did. Chocolate frosting. Unfucking believable, right? Then she had me put M&M's around the edge of it, which bugged me. It's like,
why? Why?
That was good. That was good.
No, M&M's.
Very festive.
Oh, I like the M&M's.
Very festive.
No.
I grant that it makes the cake look a little better, but nobody
taste.
Wants to fucking eat. That's like having bacon wrapped around your fucking your steak.
Doesn't right. Make, what's right. wrong with that?
The steak should be good on its own, bro.
I don't like meat on meat.
That's homophobic.
You ever had a bacon shrimp? No, bacon wrapped shrimp. You ever
what
had that?
What is that noise?
I don't know what that is.
Mark's, I think.
Sorry, I'm opening
up. Claritin.
Claritin. Sorry. Claritin. Didn't think it would be that loud.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Talking an old Jew here.
Bacon wrapped shrimp. You ever had that?
Yeah, that's great.
I think that's disgusting.
Really?
Killer.
I don't like it.
It's you've had it and didn't like
bacon
it.
Bacon wrapped
like
seafood's pretty dope.
I like bacon wrapped. I like bacon wrapped water chestnuts.
What? So you would date. I don't even know what those
that's
are.
Fucking,
right
that's
now.
So Boston. Has to be.
Buddy, you don't. Listen. I'm telling you, you know what a water chestnut is?
No. The shit they put in Chinese
food?
Yeah,
it's that gross stuff in Chinese.
First of all,
you just say Chinese.
You're the dumbest Jersey girl I've ever seen. I don't know how that made sense to anybody. It's that gross stuff in Chinese. It's not even a complete sentence. It's like, what the fuck is that?
Gross.
It's, well, you know what? So is you, how your tits are different every week. It's starting to gross me out, right? One week it's a C, it's
just
a B.
Just deal with it.
And then one week you have AIDS. I mean, now you have nice tits. I don't know what you're doing. Is it?
Summer's coming. I'm perking up.
Anyways.
That's not the only thing coming.
Story.
Why, though?
I'm
why
joking.
Would you?
All right.
I hate your blues voice.
I don't know what I'm coming. I'm on the head of the
I'm coming on your head.
That was very bluesy. It was very.
Yeah, it was very.
Delta blues.
Welcome to the stage.
Somebody
very
tits.
Not Harry Potter.
I feel like there's definitely like a 75-year-old black man just trying to get out of me all the time. It's a weird living.
Bleeding twat Collins over here.
I feel terrible that you had to bring that into therapy, but I hope this
I didn't
it
bring
up.
The therapy.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
I talked
no.
about you in therapy.
Oh, come on. I will say you're much harder to follow in therapy than on stage.
I know you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I've seen your act. I think Norman, I think Mark, you're probably the best. And that type of mean, on point zinger. I think he's the. Mark, some people say shit to you about your whatever, say mean shit to you, give you a nice hot one, and you're like, immediately just laugh. Mark will say it, and for 1 second, you're like, you know what I mean? And it's his fucking blank. Yeah.
But it's so obviously, you know.
No, but
it's a
I
joke.
Think,
yeah.
Of course okay. It is.
It is.
See, that was just funny. It didn't hurt.
Right.
Yeah, because you're not as threatening.
You're really taking this hard. I wish I went to your barbecue. I wish I did. I'm in town 4 days. I had so much shit to do, and it was a last-minute invite.
You know what? It wasn't a last-minute invite.
It was the night before.
I invited you last year.
Yeah, you did invite me last year.
I said, you got when I say to you last year?
Come anytime, but I didn't know this
so
was the time.
So fuck off.
This was the time. Well, you'd say fuck off, and then it's not. It's the
what
invite.
Am I supposed to do? What am I? What is like a baby shower? It's a once. It happens every year.
But
it's
okay. The week of the 5th. I didn't know. I apologize. I don't know your son's birthday.
Oh, it's well, you should.
Well, I have
that
a Canadian calendar, and they don't print it on the Canadian calendar. So on the American ones, I'm sure it says Max's birthday.
I got Boxing Day. Yeah,
all right, here's how you know who should come to my party.
Victoria
Ready?
Day.
What's my son's name?
Max.
Max.
Maximus.
Beautiful head of hair.
Max. wait, is there an email blast or something? How do we know the day?
Yeah, well,
memorize it. It's the same
no.
year.
Max, what I here's what I usually do, and I'm changing it this year. Here's what I do. I usually send out text messages.
Oh,
so there'll be group text messages. The one of them will be Keith, Amy, Colin, Norton, Voss, Bonnie. You know what I mean? The other one will be Deepu, Lauren, Scopo, Stavros.
Oh, yeah.
You know, blah. The other one will be Joe, Lewis. Blah. So it's like groups of... So it's not all... I don't want to make, you know, one chat text message of fucking 30 people.
Right.
Smart.
And you know, there's all different dialogue. As soon as I send it out to Colin and Bonnie, you know, Bonnie... You know, as soon as I send it out to that group... You know, Bonnie types unsubscribe. It's just, yeah. And then it's, oh, this face painting. You know, Keith, you'll finally get to be white. You
right,
know,
right,
you
yeah.
know, Norton, well, you can get a chin. You know, so it's yeah. just, you know, and so there you go.
Do the, because I know you got some non-comedians there, like some civilians. Do they?
Jim Serpico.
Oh yeah.
His whole family went. His Tom Saletti
uh-huh.
Went with his three boys.
Deepu.
Yeah.
My mom, my dad, my sister came, some neighbors. Yeah, so, and then all of Max's friends from school and their parents.
But the comics sit alone. I mean, you can't mix those people. It's too much.
They mix a little bit, but, you know, it tends to...
We're
you know, Serpico went around this year and sat with everybody.
He's in the business.
We went ham on that Frisbee game, me and Serpico.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. We beat a bunch of people.
Yeah, I have cornhole. I have the Frisbee game. I have all these games that, you know, for adults, too, because everybody's so fucking competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play?
Yeah.
Did you win?
No.
No, we beat him.
What, you and Serp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Serpico
really?
Must have been practicing, because he fucking killed us.
He's the one who bought me the game. What's that game called?
Can Jam.
Can Jam.
What's that?
Oh, it's the best.
Tell him, Scopo.
It's like two, you take two Frisbees, and one, I'm on this side, and Mike be on that okay. side. It's
can
two
you never
and
wear
two.
A white shirt on the show again? You look like you're a worker in an insane asylum.
An orderly?
Yeah, he looks like...
I mean, in the middle of explaining Can Jam.
Thanks for punching up my joke.
I don't know
my
who's punched up.
My fans got it.
Yeah.
So you throw the Frisbee, and you got to get into this, like, circle thing.
Okay.
Basically, can Jam.
There's a circle between us.
But you got to slap
yeah.
it in.
You slap it in. Yeah, it's like, it's two on two, basically.
You don't throw it like a regular
you
Frisbee?
You throw like a Frisbee, and uh-huh. then you would have to slap it in.
Oh.
To
the,
okay.
Yeah. Assist.
So you guys are on the same team?
Yeah, and then
oh,
you
cool.
would be on the same team as Lauren.
Oh, cool. So,
oh, so
good,
it's just about
be a
time.
Good-looking team, and then...
Yeah.
Okay.
And then a black team, yeah.
Oh, it's a racial thing.
That's I didn't want to explain that. Yeah, fucking annoying listening. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of fun stuff going on.
Dope.
Good time, man. I you know I think it's important that we all get together and hang out sociably.
Yeah.
You know, there's not enough times that we do that where it's not a club.
Right. Well, you ever go to a comedy festival and you're like, this is great.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in
yeah.
the middle of Portland all hanging out. And you're like, you know, we could do this in New York,
yeah.
every day. But we just don't do it.
Yeah, we don't do it, but I don't think you should do it every day because
well,
you'll
yeah.
wind up fucking hating people. But especially in the summertime, we should go out and, you know, and have barbecues and hang out and have some laughs. And, you know, because yeah. you never, you know, because a lot of times when you're hanging with people you don't really hang with, then you get to know them a little bit at a social level. And then it's a little easier when you're at the clubs because, you know, sometimes last year I got shit. Because they said I had an open mic table and a headliner table. Right?
Well, that was Lewis, right?
I don't think
you
so.
Know. You were sitting
remember.
At that table.
No, we weren't sitting because it was pouring the whole time.
Oh, you were sitting at the kids' table.
He got up, the chair was stuck to his ass.
Yeah.
But this year, nobody had that problem.
Good.
Everybody was around. And Lewis had fun with his kid. Max, my kid, fucking Jesus Christ, he had a good time.
Oh, did he? Cool.
Ah, he had a fucking blast. I got my face painted like a tiger.
Oh, do I have it?
Oh, I have a picture.
Oh, God.
I don't know if you need to see that.
Oh, yeah. Like to see that.
I would really like to see that, too.
I should be in Lion King as the overweight lion.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Did you get the name of the people that do that? You got the name?
I don't know. I gave it to
you. I gave it to you with the picture of it.
It's like a fat Cirque du Soleil.
I gave it to you to read.
No, I'll give it back to you to read.
Buddy, I gave it to you to read.
That's well done, Kathy.
That is well done.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Good plug again for Cass.
Lauren, will you do that for me, please?
Kathy.com.
It's really good.
Let me see. Yeah,
really good.
It's really good.
They're unfucking believable. These face. Lauren, what's the name of them?
About Face 2.
About. If you're ever having a party and you got kids, hire this girl to come over. About Face 2. My kid, every kid got their face painted. And the job they do is amazing.
That's incredible.
How long does that take you?
It's a great tiger.
Like 5 minutes.
That only took 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I always thought you were more of a bear.
You can't see it for some reason. It fucking annoys me that you can't see that. We'll put a photo. We'll put that in somewhere.
I'll put it up.
Show it now.
Yeah. Show it now.
They didn't make him a gorilla around all those kids.
There I am right there. There you go.
Oh. I got that.
It took a while, but...
That was fun. Goddamn fucking maybe the Chamber Boys were right about my fucking tech on the show. It's fucking production value stinks. I'm holding up an iPhone with my fucking shitty fingers. So anyways, there you go. Now I got my fucking owl behind me.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Yeah, what's this? What's this about?
I'm growing strawberries. Right. I have a garden in my backyard.
So you need to put the owl by
the birds are eating my fucking strawberries, Michael.
Okay. So I didn't know how that works.
The seeds. You ever look at a strawberry? The little dots?
The seeds. Yeah, those seeds.
Those are seeds.
Yeah, I know that.
And the birds fucking
only
eat
fruit
those.
With seeds on the outside.
They come
this
and
is
they
like the weirdest National Geographic show ever. You know those seeds?
Yeah, homie. Go ahead.
Bobby yelling at people about nature.
There's fucking seed on the thing, and the birds come and they want the seed, not the fucking berry.
They want the seed.
They want the seed.
Birds do.
Peck the fucking seeds off, and now I need an owl.
But what happens when the birds realize that owl's bullshit?
They shit on the owl's head. That's what they do. They sit on the owl's head, shit on it, waiting for me to go inside to eat the berries. That's what happens. I actually saw a video on YouTube about the owl. The guy, I got this owl to protect my berries, and then he goes, it cuts to a month later, he goes, yeah, and then the owl's top of his head was just all bird shit. They're like, fuck you.
They figured me out.
How many fucking licks does it get to the center of a fucking dumb owl's head? Three. But I covered the strawberries. I'm telling you, I know I'm at this fucking age, and I'm way older than you fucking young bucks, and you guys are all just fucking in shape and thin and t-shirts and no commitments, and you got nothing in life.
Yeah.
And you're just rocking and rolling, career.
Yeah. Things going good. Things real good.
There's
right
going to be a time when you're going to fucking slow down a little bit and grow some spinach and strawberries.
No. Sounds gay.
If I buy an owl, I'm going to kill myself. You're explaining seeds to a black guy. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm thinking about getting a strawberry patch, man. That's what it's called, a patch. You got like a patch or something?
Yeah, where are you going to put it in the park?
In Harlem, yeah. Right there, Morningside, bro. Yeah.
Strawberry patch on Lennox. It's fucking weird because I remember when I was 20s, early 30s. And if you ever said I was going to buy an owl to protect my strawberries, I would have fucking punched
you
right in
the cunt. Did you just get it today? Bobby, is that a purchase today?
I just bought my owl
today.
Really?
Nice, man. Congrats. That's a big time in a man's life.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah. Get that owl, baby.
It's a handsome specimen, too. That looks authentic.
What are you going to name him?
I thought it was a headshot of Sheba Mason.
I'm going to actually name him Scopo's Audience.
Delighted.
Wait, Scopo don't have an audience?
No, that's true. And when he comes out, they go, Chris Scopo, and they go, whoo.
That's very true.
I tell you, I'm so into being a homeowner right now, it's scary.
I thought you said homo.
I remember, well, secretly that too.
Uh-huh.
I remember I was talking to Louis years ago when he lived upstate towards Albany.
Really?
Yeah, he lived way up.
Cats lived that far upstate? All right, give me the thing.
I don't want to
Louis get, Katz. That
actually,
was the thing.
Actually, I was going to go Gomez.
We all do Gomez. Everyone.
Anderson.
I knew what it was, Gomez. And I didn't like it.
I was going to wait for something else prestigious to be said, and then I was going to say, Gomez?
It's so bad, I don't want to give him the bomb bandana. I just want to take his mic away.
Can't do that.
I want to unplug it and take it away. You should sit there with just a cord. Ugh. I just don't want to give club owners ideas for you.
Okay, scum. Okay.
Wow. Oh, shit.
They get that.
Oh,
he knows
shit.
What's up.
The fat ghost is on fire. But I remember he was telling me that he lived way upstate and he had a house and the country and blah, blah, blah. And he bought a car just to learn how to fix it. Like, he just bought a fucked up car to learn how to fix it.
Yeah.
And, I redid my whole backyard. I mean, grass-wise, I put this garden in. I had this shed, and I refinished this whole shed. I learned how to put floors down and walls up and all this ceiling fan. It's like I wanted to learn. So now here I am. When he was telling me that story, I was like, what the fuck would you... Why would you want to learn how to do... Be a mechanic. Like, why would you learn?
How long ago was this? The story?
It'd be like 8 years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. Seven, 8 years ago.
So you're still living in the city, yeah.
Huh?
You're living in the city still?
Me, I was in the city. Yeah, I was, and I was still fucking city life, train, fuck cars.
But you've always been an owner, right? Like, you always had, like, kind of like good money, right?
No. I lived in.
Because things are fucking tough now, man. The city, like, renting is.
I couldn't
crazy.
Imagine. But it's when I rented, rough. I lived on 97th and Lex for $325 a month.
Mm. What?
But, wow. Dude, my, we had fucking cockroaches.
Was this in the 70s?
I mean, yeah, but still.
But wait a minute, stop. I'm not finished. Whoa. It was Billy Burr was the roommate. So, and then there was an African dude, Akeen, who had the front room.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had to walk through this hallway, which was the bedroom for us that only fit the small little bed. But it was just a hallway, so with a curtain.
Uh-huh.
So he had to walk through, and then there was a living
room.
Apartment? So I lived in the living room. It was a one bedroom that we made into a three bedroom.
Uh-huh.
The living room I slept when Billy was in town, and Billy would sleep in the room. And, you know, Akeen would just... I remember with chicks, and you'd hear footsteps going through your bedroom.
Yeah.
And then stopping at your curtain.
Weird.
And you'd be like, this motherfucker's looking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's Akeen doing, though?
I have no idea.
Okay, cool.
I think he's selling purses, I think.
He actually ran both rinks in the park. He was a big hockey guy.
Oh, word.
What?
African hockey? Okay, cool.
Huge hockey guy.
Damn.
Black guy. Yeah,
he used to.
Breaking the mold.
We didn't really understand him that much.
He had an African accent?
Like, a lot of clicking.
That's the way he talked. That was your Bobby. I told you I had pants on. You got to go downtown and ice skate and ring to it's good and go.
Was he a Klingon?
Did he have a...
Dude, I don't know. That was his... Me and Billy would wait for him to laugh. He'd be like, oh,
right.
Well, just went down the guy with the plumber just coming up. I'd be like,
he's probably plotting on killing both of you white boys.
What's that?
He's probably secretly plotting killing both of you guys and just giggling.
Well, he...
That's just like, yeah.
I remember we did a benefit for him, an African benefit. It was all African, like, you know, colorful, you know.
Wait, what was the benefit for?
This had to go over well.
Because he was African.
He was African, so he had this African benefit for some African thing.
He was like, give me money because I'm African?
Africans be having benefits, B.
He was an African.
He wanted to send it back to his cousin.
You tell a bad joke, a spear.
Whoa.
And I remember he came home after he had all this. He goes, you're hungry. And I was like, yeah. And he gave me this thing of rice, and I was eating this rice, and I was like, dude, I was like, fucking, this is great. And there was this fucking mushroom, like that big, just this massive bit, like the size of my fist mushroom. And I was fucking like, dude, this is great. This mushroom's great. I was like, what meat is this? He goes, cow. I go, what kind of, what part? Like, what? He goes, they bought a cow in the Bronx, and they slaughtered it.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah,
he bought a cow. They've African dudes, whoever the people, the African people, they bought a cow in the Bronx. I guess you can buy a cow up there. And they had it slaughtered, and they used all the meat in all these dishes, and you don't know what meat's meat. What fucking part? And then I go, this mushroom's great. He goes, it's not mushroom. Snail. It was a giant snail.
Oh.
I can still fucking taste it in my mouth. Ugh. I was chewing on this mushroom.
Oh.
Like, this is a great mushroom. And then he goes, snail. I was like, fuck it.
It's escargot, man. It's cool.
It wasn't escargot. It was
it's escargot, dude, but African, though.
That was it was an African snail.
Yikes. Ugh. Well, Bobby's got
AIDS. How come every time I come here, you have some weird story about a black person in your life?
Last time it was peaches in the
hand. I wait for you to come.
It's the only way you can get it out.
These stories in the folder.
If I do it with Lewis, it's just going to turn into a fucking awful racist show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was great, though. But we lived there. I paid $325. He paid the rest. Insane. I think $150.
Jeez.
So I think it was $475 for that.
So what a burp
pay.
The
entire apartment.
Yeah. Well, no, then the other guy had the big part of the apartment, the Akeen.
How much was he paying?
He was, I don't know. We never knew.
What did Burr?
It had to be not that much.
How did you meet
Akeen? What did Burr pay?
I think he paid $150 or
$175. So it was $150,
$325? Yeah, I think it was, it had to be around $500 or something like that, or $475.
That's $475 for two-thirds of it.
I think it was $475. $500, something like that.
How did you meet? Was it Akeen's apartment?
No, Billy got the pad.
Okay.
And then Billy actually got picked up. He got a fucking Go pilot, Carsey Warner. Mm-hmm. Back when Carsey Warner was the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Billy got picked up on the show, Go pilot. No fucking nothing. It's going. You're in.
Oh, that's great.
Cast is set. Shit. And with Molly Ringwald.
Ooh.
Wow.
Was it Townies?
Townies.
I remember that show.
Oh, shit.
People were
which Molly Ringwald are we talking about? Are we talking about, like, 60?
It was after, yeah.
Yeah, but she was still all right. It was right before her downfall.
Okay. She was never hot. I never got that.
You know what? Breakfast Club, I saw it again, like, 2 weeks ago. I would have.
If you saw her in New York, you wouldn't look twice.
Yeah, but back then.
She had charm, man.
Yeah, she had
Not everyone's superficial.
I heard she's a huge, huge twat.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
You're thinking of Lauren.
Yeah.
No.
Huge.
I know a comic does, like, they do appearances, and he does stand up, and then he interviews her. And she's like a fucking twat. You can't talk to her beforehand.
Really?
Can't do anything, yeah.
What, she does stand-up, you said?
No, she does like appearances where like he'll do stand-up for like 20 minutes. And then they go out and they do a one-on-one Q&A. And like people will come and ask questions. And she's a fucking twat.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she does have...
Can't talk to her beforehand. You can't do anything beforehand with her.
Well, that might be years of fucking... Look, you're going up and down in the business.
Yeah. There
might be boundaries you had to set because you got fucked with so much... On your downward slide, that you're like, you know what? Yeah. Fuck you.
I was going to say for redheads, too. Yeah.
Dude, you're crazy. Back then, dude, here's Molly Ringwald.
What? Yeah.
Now.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, God. No.
That's her now.
That's her now. I know, it's still the same terrible. Face. She doesn't look terrible.
No.
She doesn't look terrible.
Compared to that?
That's
compared
just
to that.
Yeah, but y'all don't got
all
young. That.
It's just, you're just going with youth here. Just because somebody's young.
Yeah. White women just don't age that well, though.
All right, I'm going to say something to you right now. Molly Ringwald, you have to take into account, she was supposed to be the girl you would walk by in the hall.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. But then all of a sudden, one night, something happens. You're alone with this little cute redhead with little fat lips, and she's sucking your dick, and like, this is great.
All right, well, if that happened in a movie, I'd like her.
Wasn't that the whole plot, 16 Candles?
No. Yeah, I wish.
But she always got the hot guy at the
always,
end of the movie.
It was so, but everybody pushed it down your throat. She's hot. She's hot.
She wasn't
never,
hot.
She's never hot.
She's supposed to be cute. She's never supposed to be hot.
All right.
All
right. Well,
no one ever said Molly Ringwald was hot. No one. You heard cute.
Scopo said the opposite about her.
I don't think she's that cute.
I think she was cute for that situation. You wouldn't bang her back
of
in high
course.
School?
I bet bang Deepu. That. I'm just saying. It's. I don't know. She's like, doesn't do it for me.
Does Emma Stone, is that Brickley? Her name, do it for you?
Yeah,
Emma
I like her.
Emma
like
Stone. Emma Stone.
I, don't,
oh,
I like
so
Emma Stone.
Hot.
Big eyes. I like that.
I don't like Emma Stone.
Cute
I feel
face.
That way about Emma Stone that you're saying about Molly.
Okay, well,
Emma,
hey, you
Emma
know,
don't do it.
It's subjective. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, God. She looks like a mad scientist.
You're crazy.
She's cute, man. I hate pale. I hate freckles. I'm not into
you hate
it.
Freckles.
That's literally Emma Stone, right? She paid with freckles.
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Emma Stone's a brunette.
Bring up Emma Stone. I don't think Emma Stone is that fucking...
I just her,
her.
Her
teeth. Emma Stone's teeth are fucking crazy.
Man, maybe I'll think of someone else.
Yeah, Emma Stone. Type in
Emma Stone's gorgeous.
Look at her. Way hotter.
She's gorgeous.
Look at those eyes.
Type in Emma Stone's teeth.
She got freckles and all that. She got all
that. You gotta admit, though, having those eyes look back at you when they're giving a blowjob, that'd be terrifying.
Come on, Brando.
Let's keep this PG.
Those teeth are great.
They're pretty straight.
Those are nice teeth.
Oh, you guys are all crazy. I'm not really one of
those. She kind of has like a buck tooth thing going on.
No, you're looking for shit. She's got a great pussy.
I think you need a no makeup.
All right. Well, what do we do?
Listen.
Come on. Now you're
fucking. I take it back. Emma Stone is cute.
She looks better as a blonde. Look at that blonde.
Excuse me?
Takes a big man.
She's gorgeous there.
Exactly.
Gorgeous.
No, I take it back. I take it back. I guess I never looked at her the right way.
Yeah.
She is actually very, very pretty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know who got ugly? You know who really got ugly? Oh. Who's the chick on The Voice?
Oh, Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, type in Christina Aguilera now.
Ugly,
dude, have you seen Britney Spears
lately,
She
looks
tight.
Good.
Yeah, you know who else looks
good?
Fucking Jessica Simpson looks good.
Really?
Yeah, she's got those knockers back.
Let's go.
2004 version.
She was always on the cusp, but she kept together with her youth.
Well, she got real big, right?
Oh, look at those cans.
She gets big and loses weight.
Yeah. She's like Miss Piggy and some of the boys.
I don't mind that thickness. She's
I don't mind either.
Type in Jessica Simpson. What's it? Britney Spears. Now.
Britney Spears big. Her Instagram is on point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's
wow. Who the hell follows her? Yeah. Jesus.
Instagram in the early 90s.
She did get her shit together.
Yeah.
There are some people that just fucking, you know who really lost it? Who was the first supermodel? What's her name? Dixon.
Janice Dixon?
Dickinson.
Type in Janice Dixon.
Well, she was good. Smoking.
She was the Cosby.
She was by Cosby.
The Cosby.
She was the Cosby.
She was hot. And she was hot in her when she got older too.
Yeah.
But she fell.
She had too much surgery.
She got work done, right?
Too much.
She
surgery.
Got a lot of work done. Like Caitlyn Jenner.
Surgery is a mistake.
She looks. She's she always on the toilet.
That's Caitlyn. But yeah,
this
young.
Was her you when she was young.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Look at her. Look at her young.
Unreal.
Wow. Yeah,
God, imagine crazy. Running into her in fucking Morocco.
That's quite a scenario.
And now do it 2016. Do that. That's how you do it.
And you know who else was out? The chick from Weird Science.
She's a mess.
Really beautiful.
She's a mess.
What's her name?
I forgot her name.
Oh,
jeez. She looks like Bruce Jenner.
She does. Man. Oh, man. Look at that neck.
Cosby got it when she was good, though.
Yeah, well, he ruined her.
How dare
he?
He
ruined
her. What's that girl from Weird Science?
I'm looking up right now.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she is fucking...
Kelly LeBrock.
There she is.
Oh, LeBrock.
That looks all right.
That's Stifler's mom.
She still looks pretty good.
That's
Stifler's mom.
No,
who said that?
That's Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, okay. Yeah, looks like her here.
Oh, God, look at that. That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
God damn.
Beautiful lady.
She was smoking hot.
Smoking.
Those panties still fucking hold.
Yes.
Little boy panties on a girl. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I'd still fuck her.
Would you still fuck her?
I
for
totally
the story?
I would go down on her.
You'd fuck her before you fuck Molly Ringwald?
Yes.
You're crazy. That's
you're
crazy.
Bugging, you're bro. Crazy.
Now? I'm talking about now.
Molly Ringwald now
those,
is gross.
Dude, those
gross.
Tits what? Are fucking blotchy.
Yeah.
I don't want a blotch.
That she gets nervous, her tits get red.
I'm fine. I like that.
I like.
It's like a mood ring.
I don't like that.
Blah, 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 blah.
See, so I feel bad for women, though.
Oh, it's
because
brutal.
If you look at women...
Kelly LeBrock gonna get some cut.
If you look at women in movies, right?
Yes.
There is a fucking there's a time. Type in Meg Ryan 2016 and type in Meg Ryan back in the day.
She did fucked up things through her lips though, right?
Yeah, but
she got injections.
She did it back then in that movie with Leopold.
Leopold.
Oh yeah, Kate Leopold.
She did it back then, but she did it just enough where her upper lip looked good.
Yeah,
and then she went. Something happened. Look
that's
at
that. That's
a
mistake. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't
Nicole
know.
Nicole Kidman did some shit like that too. She did like a movie.
Oh, you know Renee
Nicolas
Zellweger.
Cage and oh yeah, Renee Zellweger.
I think Renee actually looks all right.
She's so skinny, bro.
Dude, she got what I might have to get someday.
What's that?
And
lipo?
My mom.
Too many. That's 18 fat jokes.
Oh yeah, Meg Ryan used to be my.
Oh, she's pretty. Yeah, very pretty.
She had no upper lip back then.
She was right.
It worked.
She really did. And then she fucking the lip shit. Mm. It's, and once you do it, you
can't. Sleepless in Seattle, she was great.
I know.
Once you do it, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't last, and then you got to get it again and again and again.
What happens if you don't? Would it just goes back to where you started, right?
No,
it
gets all
hard and funky.
Yeah.
No, really?
And that's the problem with Botox, too. That's why Nicole Kidman's always fucked up. She's always like...
Once you get Botox, you can't stop getting Botox?
Because it starts fucking up with your muscles and shit.
Yeah,
you can't stop. You have to get like once a month.
It's permanent upkeep once you start.
Look at this. Go back to her. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
That is silly.
Nicole Kidman.
It's like a clown.
Her lip looks like it's fucking like some type of macaroon.
I think Scientology.
When she was in Days of Thunder, she was the hottest.
Oh, yeah.
That's pre-macaroon lip, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So, here's the thing, though. It sucks because guys, because we don't get anything.
Yeah.
As we get older,
guys get
your
guys
career. Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna finish the sentence before you fucking make a fucking statement, dumb dumb.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Bobby.
Remember, you're fucking getting a little fucking out of hand.
Max.
It's we get older, we get wrinkles, we get gray hair, and it looks great on us. George Clooney. Was an ugly young guy.
Was he ugly?
He was. Type in
he
young
was a
George
weird looking
Clooney.
Guy.
I don't know.
George Clooney.
All right, all right.
When he first started,
when he was
out.
At Roseanne.
Denzel.
He looked good in Roseanne.
The older he got, the better he got.
Denzel
yes.
had to get fake teeth, bro.
And
Denzel
you know who else?
Really? Fucked up teeth. Yeah.
Can I tell you who else? Fucking James Bond.
Look at that fucking kid. Holy shit.
But men get better as they age.
But he's not bad looking there, right?
Good looking there. What are you talking about,
though? It's just a bad haircut, man.
But he's getting, it's a bad haircut.
It's the 80s mullet.
But look, no, stop. Look at his eyebrows. Look at his fucking.
He's got bushy eyebrows.
He's got bushy eyebrows, his dumb hair, his fucking eyes. But then go to him now. Go to him fucking now.
He's already getting better.
That's ER. That's 90s.
ER is when he
started getting gray.
Yeah.
Cut his hair short. Somebody fucked with his eyebrows a little bit.
Someone told him he could play Batman, all that shit, you know?
Look at that sexy movie.
Look at him. God damn it. Look at him.
Bobby, do you want to fuck George Clooney?
Now, listen, man. Who's James Bond? James Bond.
Daniel Craig.
No, fuck him. Pierce Brosnan. No, fuck him. The other one.
Timothy Dalton.
Sean Connery.
Roger Moore.
How dare you? First of all, how dare you say Timothy Dalton?
I waited until there was three out already.
Sean Connery. Young Sean Connery? Not as good.
Smack a bitch.
No, he
was good looking, but old Sean Connery is fucking great looking.
Wait, Sean Connery
bald,
in
though.
Bond?
That's good.
Right there.
He's good looking in Bond, though.
I'm not talking right now. He's good looking in Bond, but then now he looks fucking great. Not now, but like, you know, because he's almost dead.
Welcome to The Rock.
I feel like Bobby's taking us down the road of all like the male celebrities he's ever fucked.
We should ask the one girl here. What do you think?
What?
What do you like Connery or no?
Nah.
You see? It's her opinion that counts.
What about young Sean Connery?
Dude, she's from Jersey, from a cul-de-sac. fuck, she's going to like...
I'll take anything.
Yeah. She just wants Mark Wahlberg.
I do.
I tell you, women, they fall the fuck off... And they go away.
Yeah, because we're more forgiving for men. We'll put up with it.
The only time it's not forgiving for men in this business, in show business, is the hair.
Ah, yes.
Okay, Brendan Fraser. Type in Brendan Fraser now.
Oh, really?
Now, Brendan Fraser was the motherfucker, right?
Because of the mummy and shit.
In the 90s.
I mean, before that.
Encino Man. Before that,
he was in, what was the movie with...
what was the prequel to George of the Jungle?
Encino Man, he was in...
before that, with Ben Affleck and...
Ben Affleck?
The School Ties.
School Ties.
He's a
Jewish kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's going to happen, you're still going to be a Jew.
Right there.
Didn't he just get plugs?
Yeah. That's not so bad.
Ooh, Jesus.
Not so bad.
The hair is not so bad. His eyes are fucking terrible.
Did you type in his hair?
Couldn't he just get plugs though?
Look right there. Type that in.
That's gotta be fake though.
That's fake.
Come on.
That's fake.
That's not right. You're right. He looks bad.
Holy shit.
Oh,
yeah, the hair is.
Go to that
forgiving.
One. The, right there.
Right here?
The top.
Nicholas.
Look at that. Oh, shit.
Now, here's how fucked up this business is.
Wow.
They've been putting fake hair on him, like Travolta, for years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you do that, you gotta wake up. You can't be lazy.
Upkeep.
You can't just go out and get donuts. You gotta put a hat on or you gotta put your fucking hair on.
Right.
And this cocksucker one day went, you know what? Fuck it. I don't know where my hair is. And I don't have a hat.
That's a big night. When and you I can't want find donuts. Your hair. That's you.
Or you do the Jason Statham. Jason Statham pulls it off.
Yeah, but Jason Statham was bald to begin with.
Yeah, but Travolta looks really
being
weird bald.
He got famous
in the game bald. Yeah. What about Travolta looks weird bald? I get why.
Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
I'll stop. I'm going to stop you. Bruce Willis had a widow's motherfucking peak.
In the beginning.
And it was crazy widow's peak. Uh-huh. So he was balding from the get. We knew it was going.
All right.
This guy had fucking Elvis hair.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And when that Elvis hair goes,
Statham.
And when you have that fucking hot, that's why comics that are smoking hot and you're that's why you have fame because you're sexy and chicks love you. You ever notice what happens to them when they hit their 40s?
And yeah.
It's gone.
I'm sorry, right.
That's why, Mark, you're going to make it forever.
That's why you want to be a Gaffigan. You want to just have good shit or a Louie. Mm-hmm. It's not about the looks.
Yeah. No, you can just you can supersede your looks by being funny. Yes.
Exactly. See,
that's what I remember. Louie went on stage one time. I think one of his specials, he just had a grease stain on his shirt. and he had a grease stain.
Wow.
He ate something. And there was a stain on his special. Yeah, and it doesn't fuck. Nobody doesn't gives a fuck because he's that funny. Fucking who cares?
Yeah, it might have helped.
There's some comics that if you had a stain on your shirt, the girls would be like, ooh, he's a stained shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most comics, if you had a grease stain on your shirt, it would affect your set.
Yeah, you'd have to acknowledge it.
I don't think so.
No?
You would. Because you're not as funny.
Okay, I apologize for not being at your fucking barbecue.
No, I'm kidding.
Jesus.
No, of course I think you're fool. Who said Jesus?
I think Scopo.
He did.
Yeah. He did.
Is that Scopo?
No, it was Phil.
I just use the Lord's name in vain.
I just want to go on the record and saying what you said about women actresses.
Can
hold
you
on,
not
hold on, hold on,
use
hold on.
Those thin fingers? Yeah.
What I want to say.
Through this
you
guy.
Look like Kit Peck.
What I want to say.
Pulling your hand out.
Those dice throwing fingers.
What? You goddamn right there. What black actress had work done other than Vivica Fox? Because I think all of them.
Halle Berry. Little Kim.
Little Kim.
Tony Braxton.
Little Kim's
different
white.
Though, because she's not like in Hollywood. Hollywood.
Stacey Dash.
I saw her the other night. She looks amazing.
Yeah, but I think she's
holding up better than all the people like the Molly Ringwalds and all that. Like
because white women don't age well, bro. That's why Selma Hayek's still tight.
Some white women, you know, Irish. Some white women don't age well.
Irish,
she's Mexican.
Blonde people do not age well.
No.
Blonde, fucking straight up, those Californian. Blonde.
That's the sun, though. It hits the sun.
Yeah,
that, yeah.
Yeah, they don't fucking age well, man. I mean, it's
all
like,
that vegan food.
Fuck, no, it's just that fucking face just falls. You know, Meg Ryan's face just fucking. And she was the cutest motherfucker in Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
God
damn it. She wasn't in Top Gun.
No, but I was.
Kelly would have been Holly McGinnis.
Stop for 1 second, you dumb.
Oh, fuck.
She dated Goose.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Where's the dumb bandana?
Wow.
The only reason why I'm mad is because he was so confident.
Yeah,
and she wasn't right. In fucking Top Gun.
Someone I forgot she was fucking
she dated
Goose's wing
Yo,
girl.
All right. Point though about this Val Kilmer, man. Think
Ooh.
About
how oh, my ring. God.
Can I just
Holy
stop
fuck.
For a second
he puffed
though?
Up.
That's sad
Yo,
though.
Can
so
I can
sad.
I explain something?
That's real sad.
You got to cut him some slack. He has throat cancer, I believe.
Yeah,
what?
But he didn't
yeah,
have throat cancer back in like the late 90s.
Look how fat that. Look at his face.
Is that why he looks like that? Is that why he looks like that? Or you're just like throwing it out there?
Right
but like,
here.
By the way,
he's sick.
That's what he's sick.
Is
there,
he
yeah.
sick? Yeah, he's
that's
sick
why he looks
right
like
now.
That because he's sick.
Well, you never know because medication or whatever you're taking, you never know.
With the blue shirt, go to the blue collar. Look how hot he was.
Dude, he was.
Yeah. That was Val Kilmer. And no, that was an Iceman.
Top
Secret.
No, that was
Iceman.
That was top. That was no, that was Top Gun.
Yeah, that's Iceman.
Top Secret. He was great too.
Yeah.
I saw him on a plane like 2 years ago. He looked great.
But, all right, well,
and
that's
the problem though. When you make it on your like Tom Cruise, type in Tom Cruise fat right now.
He was fat.
No, he got fat.
He did
really,
dude.
I haven't seen that.
Watch
what?
This.
No.
Type in Tom Cruise fat.
No,
he's fat now.
No.
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 Where is it?
No.
Edge of Tomorrow.
No.
It's because Scientology just tried to kill him.
He was in the fat suit for Tropic Thunder.
Type in Tom Cruise gain weight. Type in that. Tom Cruise gain weight.
I don't know, Bubba.
They scrubbed that Scientology scrub.
There he is right there.
Here.
Do it.
No, no.
Oh, what? Come on.
Wait, right here.
God, that's not.
What?
No.
He's just probably puffy, man.
He's a little puffy.
He looks trying a little puff.
Yeah, he's just puffy, man.
Wait, then no, and now.
Oh, this is nothing.
No way.
Come on.
They're doing them from like fucking buddy, the first here, push
I'm going to show you something right now. This is not full on fat. We know that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Don't even make it. Don't even say it. None of you cocksuckers.
I never said anything.
The joke, I get the joke.
You've been very okay.
But that's what we're expecting. So if he lets go at all, uh-huh. if he lets go of the fucking handlebars at all, he's gonna look like shit.
Yeah, and he's 67 though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, if you make it on your looks. If that's the part, look, Robert Duvall.
He's too established.
But Robert Duvall has been bald pretty much from day one.
Yeah,
he is dude. Fucking. I'll watch anything that motherfucker does.
He's great.
Michael Douglas looks good still too.
Michael Douglas was good, but he's never looked old.
Like, that's
yeah,
the thing.
He's
like,
always looked old.
But he's a good looking old.
Kurt
what
Russell.
Does that mean?
He looks. He aged well.
But will you take this one, Brian? I can't do it.
Brian.
Yeah, but he just
ages well.
I mean,
Brandon.
Brandon. Sorry. Listen. But was saying that he looked old when he was young.
I don't think so.
Bring him up.
You hurt Brian's feelings for crying out loud. Hey,
buddy, I'm sorry. Buddy, I was so mad at him that I just went to you quickly.
Yeah.
And I,
come on.
And
we're all happy you're here, Brendan.
Yes.
It's Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
I
look at young Duvall with hair. Look at the black and white photo.
So they got to go back to the 30s.
Yeah. he looks like a badass.
Yeah, but good.
Okay, now.
Dude, that's a serial killer look. What movie was that from?
Go to
Taxi Driver.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, he was Boo Radley.
Michael Douglas Young.
He was Boo Radley?
Yeah.
He won an Academy Award for it.
Well, anybody in the chat room bringing up anybody?
Yeah, a lot of people said Lil Kim really went downhill.
Well,
yeah.
I said that. Oh, hang on.
Yeah. Phil said that. We could bring up Lil Kim. Shout out to the chat room.
It's
on it.
Sad.
I think Michael Douglas looks better now than he did when he was young.
Yeah, he
looks better.
He looks good there.
He looks.
He looks weird young.
Yeah, he's weird.
Didn't they do stuff in Ant-Man for his face though?
Baby
didn't they
face.
Put like a?
Yeah, but he's still adult. He's still he's like. Still,
I think. I think he looks better now.
I agree.
He looks good in Wall Street.
Yeah. With Gordon Gekko.
Yeah.
I think he looks better now.
I'm with you.
And you know what? Tom Cruise had a lot of work done. If you notice on Tom Cruise's mouth.
Yeah, he has.
He has outsiders. His teeth are all messed up.
Yeah, he got his teeth out. Everybody, like, apparently in the 80s, like Denzel, Tom Cruise, like, all
you
of them got
to.
Teeth work.
Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teeth are so easy to fix, though. Can't really get hair back.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can. John Travolta did.
Oh, okay.
And we just didn't know it. And he fucked up because he went to a party one day with short hair, and the next day he went with his long hair.
Ah.
And they're like, yo, dude, we were here yesterday, and you had fucking short hair.
Yeah.
How do you have long hair?
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. He had plugs.
Great plugs. Nicolas Cage always has plugs.
Yeah.
Well, Nicolas Cage, that's the least
Cage
of his worries.
You see him without them sometimes.
No, Cage has a wig. He has a piece.
Yeah, he's
why would he just get plugs? I don't understand. Why would
because some you can't.
He doesn't have the money no more, man.
No, he's
got money.
That's
he's
why he's
crazy.
Doing fucking Netflix.
Did you see that thing on him and Vince Neil? From Motley Crue in Vegas, and Vince Neil got in like a fight, and they were like hugging and shit like that.
Yeah.
No, Vince Neil actually attacked a woman.
Oh, really?
And Nicolas Cage was like, "Stop it," and tried to get him to stop it.
Oh, okay.
And was fucking like manhandling Vince because he was drunk.
Yeah, I just saw the end part. I didn't know he attacked.
Hey, bring up was it with Lil Kim? Is that what they?
Yeah, I want to
see
that. Lil Kim looks terrible now.
Yeah, she's a mess. She's a mess.
She's white.
Oh,
I don't know. She's done some bleaching.
Oh,
it's
really like a cat.
Isn't that crazy?
What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Look at her. Go to that blue one right there. The
and
blue.
She had a kid recently, a year ago.
But I think
that's
she
when she was hot. That's her Biggie days.
Yeah.
She.
Yikes.
I think she was trying to be in Hollywood like the white actresses, uh-huh. And so she started doing all that work on her face.
Well, that's just, I mean, plastic surgery.
It's not good.
It's got to be an addiction, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
I don't think so. You think like a doctor would be like, yeah, you gotta slow down a little bit.
Why would you? That's how I buy my fucking boat.
All that money.
I don't know.
If I tell people to slow down, I'm not gonna fucking.
Especially if you're doing for like rich celebrities like the Kardashians, I'm sure their people have like they pay a lot of money to their surgeons just to be like, I'm not ever revealing that I did surgery on you.
But
you
know there's gotta be somebody who's doing it well. We just don't know. Because it's so good.
Demi Moore has good surgery.
Oh, really?
Demi Moore is great.
I think it's fine.
Last time I saw her, she was looking kind of rough after.
Here's what happens. I think with surgery, this plastic surgery, you get it once and you look good, but then you start to get older because the years fly by,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, my plastic surgery is looking a little fucked up because I got it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not me anymore. And he, I can't, I'm fucked because you already yeah. did it.
Demi Moore still looks great.
She
still
looks great.
She's got to upkeep it.
Yeah, she still looks pretty.
But all these people get facelifts too and shit. Like, that's the thing.
She had work done, definitely.
But fucking Michael Keaton. I think she's had the best work done. That's what's creepy about Michael Keaton and shit.
What happened to him?
Well, you could tell he got a facelift because, like, in Birdman, like, if you watch HD, the wrinkles are fucking terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, really weird.
Yeah, if you watch HD and you see some of these actors.
It's scary.
You
see some body hair that you, like.
You get fucked up. Yeah, you get fucking like, wow. Mm-hmm. Your face is old as shit.
You know who, sex, drugs, and rock and roll in HD? You're like, oof. Bam Bam got some issues.
That's fucked up, man.
Diane Lane looks good, though.
I've never heard of that shit.
Diane Lane. Yeah.
I'm just over here.
Diane. Diane Lane. Diane Lane's fine. You think she looks good?
I think Diane looks good.
I like Diane Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Diane Lane. And, what's the one that she had the affair with the Spanish dude?
Unfaithful.
Yeah. Oh, she's fucking
hot. She got
it
in the hallway?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good jerk off scene.
The fuck out.
Hang on, what was that?
Yeah.
Did you see Unfaithful?
Unfaithful?
Unfaithful? Yeah, hey, she's banging the Spanish dude.
She was having Richard Gere, married to Richard Gere, having an affair with the Spanish guy in the city.
And she fucked him in a hallway?
In a hallway.
Did you get to see her titties?
No.
And I'm out.
No, but
no. It's a good scene.
But
I
don't care.
They do it well.
They do
DVD
it really
so
good.
Much, man. It was great.
Do you get hard off of it?
Yeah. Back then you did. This is 90s.
Eddie bangs her in the bathroom. Yeah, dude. She's fucking hot. Yeah.
Nah, but the bad the
stairwell. The
hallway scene. She's like, tell me to fuck me.
What'd she say?
She says, fuck me.
Who says that?
Diane Lane.
What does she say?
You mix up the words.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me to fuck me.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Brian.
Dude, I'm so sorry. BC. Listen. Let's just stick with BC.
That's the blackest he's ever.
It's still not as bad as Lenny called him Carlton Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking miserable. I was like, Lenny, come on, man.
Hey, what did she say in the movie?
I don't remember.
She said, yes, you do. Fuck me hard or fuck me.
Yeah,
fuck
she's
me
just
hard,
like, yeah,
like
I want you to fuck me. Because he's like, oh, you don't want me to fuck you.
You can't enjoy it as a married man. You can't enjoy that movie as a married man.
Was he Chinese? What was this? What was that accent?
He's like Italian, but he looks Spanish.
He was Italian. He was Italian.
Yeah. The Spanish guy says, tell me you love me.
Right?
He does that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
This guy.
Yeah,
that dude fucking banged Halle Berry.
Really?
Is that the guy who broke up the marriage, right?
He's the one who put a baby in her.
Yeah.
She likes the whitey.
Yeah.
How's Halle Berry looking?
She looks great.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
she
she's got to be good.
But no, it's not. I don't think it's good, though.
What was the last movie she was in? X-Men?
I was about to say X-Men.
X-Men?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
What movie is that?
That's Unfaithful.
Unfaithful.
She's putting her hands
she
on her
fucking
pants.
Yeah.
Dude, she's hot.
Right, stop for a sec. Can we all not fucking yell at me at once?
Sorry, it's a top.
Chat,
why?
Seen Unfaithful?
Scopo,
because
me.
She just got banged and she's thinking about it. I'm thinking about her.
So she masturbates?
She masturbates.
Because she's like,
thinking
about
stop. Let him fucking talk, you fucking jerk offs.
She's thinking about the
everybody's
time
getting
she
ripped
got
up.
Fucked. So she's so, thinking about it. She
but does she masturbate in the movie?
Yeah, that's the scene right there.
But does she go? Is it like 2 seconds or does she go at it?
I don't remember.
It's not too long.
Maybe
nothing's
like 15,
none of these
20 seconds.
You
wanna,
like,
I can't hear you because you're fucking talking over each other.
It's about three minutes under the jeans, and then you get
3 minutes. So she's rubbing it out under, and she's getting into it.
Oh yeah, Phil had to leave.
That is hot.
It's
Let
hot.
Me tell you
it's
something.
Hot.
A chick going down on a button fly. Unbuttoning those four buttons and having her hands
down
her
pants.
You've
never seen that movie?
I've seen it, but I don't remember that.
Oh, it's good.
I'm gonna. What are you saying? Like, is that your porn?
That was like my first time I jerked off. One of the first times to that.
Real to that?
What?
Yeah, when I was younger.
Oh, first
it came out like 99. I was born 87. I was 12.
But you didn't have like no fucked up squiggly porn or something? You had that?
I did. Yeah, I had it. But this was like this
see,
was Diane
don't,
Lane
see,
though.
Don't do that. Don't fucking do that to me. What squiggly porn? People know.
This was Diane Lane though.
What is squiggly porn?
It's when it's like on the public access channels and like at night.
At certain
and then you
time
kinda,
at
like,
night
squint
it
changed. Through it.
I'm from Boston. We didn't have that fucking ghetto TV channel.
What you have?
We had you could actually almost get HBO. When it first came out.
Okay.
You could do a little thing with you could stick a card in the box. I'm not kidding. You could stick something in the box and it would give you it could fuck with HBO a little bit.
Do you remember the late night? I remember that's how I knew who Rosie Perez was. They used to have these fucking like sex confessional.
Real sex.
It's really late. Yeah. And Rosie Perez did one when she was like getting Fingered on a subway train.
What?
Yeah. That is cool. I don't know where the
Rosie
fuck it
Perez
is.
Another hot one. And White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, I was like, do the right thing, man.
Now, wait a minute. She's
like getting finger banged by a dude on a train, and then like they meet again, but it doesn't happen. And it was just like about like,
what?
Like, bring up the like, guy, bring up the girl here. Trying to get masturbating on the train video. Did you see that?
Was it Purell?
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the date. The guy's on the fucking train next to this girl. She's fucking just finger blasting herself. This guy's sitting next to her. She reaches over to grab his hand to stick his hand down her pussy, and he pulls away like, "Get the fuck out!"
Was she
of here.
Hot?
Wait.
I mean, she was hot.
She
enough.
Wasn't. She, I mean, she wasn't pull away.
Yeah, go
this
ahead.
Is all
what?
Porn.
Yeah.
That would mean a lot to her. That's a big compliment to a lady.
Right there. Yeah.
You wouldn't. I mean.
I mean, hot enough.
How did I miss this?
I haven't seen this.
But I don't feel
it's like
authentic.
Deepu, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is
this real?
I don't think it's real. I don't think it's real, though.
Oh, my God.
No
wild.
Way. No way. It's not real.
This is not real.
She looks drunk.
Oh, she's shit-faced.
Yeah, she's shit-faced.
Yeah.
She's a little weird-looking.
But you see, it's not unpull-awayable.
No.
Right? That's...
What? What?
He hasn't gotten up. She's really in heat.
He's like, nah, homie.
No. He was thinking about it, though.
He was.
He had a face right there.
He was thinking about it.
He looked at the camera. Did you see him look at the camera?
Yeah, he did.
You go back,
yeah.
He looks at the camera, and he was like, nah, I can't do this, because he knows better.
Oh, that's smart.
I don't know if this is real. Why is she ignoring the camera?
She's ignoring
some
it.
Bystander.
I mean, she's probably
the
fucked
phone,
up,
probably.
Though. She's probably, she is.
I thought they were a couple, and he was like tired of her shit, so he put on his headphones and shit, and she's like, nah, you want this pussy? And he's like, nah. He's like, bitch, no. I don't want it.
So weird.
But then once he looks at the camera, I know it's like he's not into it. See, right there.
I would think this was a trap.
Yeah. No, you can't. Listen, if
as
this
a black
was,
man, it's all a trap. Everything.
Can I say something? If this was 1992, you could have done it because nobody had cameras.
Right.
All you had to do was look around and make sure you didn't know anybody on the train.
Yeah.
No, those people are never going to see you again.
Right.
And if they do, they're going to be like, "Are you the man? I don't know."
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now
they won't want to shake your hand.
There's a fucking guy with a video camera on his phone.
Yeah.
So you can't just finger blast that broad on the train.
If I wouldn't videotape it. But if I did. I wouldn't put it online. She's like, that poor girl, maybe.
There's
like
a video. Her.
Yeah, she had a weak moment. Maybe she caught one of my
weak,
sets.
There was a
know.
Video in Worldstar with two dudes who get blown on a six train.
What? Two dudes?
Yeah. Two dudes are getting blown by two different chicks on a six train.
Oh, yeah, I seen that video.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, on Worldstar. It was like a video like. And that's definitely real because there's people on the train like, what the fuck
can
is
can you explain
happening?
To me it again? Because I didn't hear
all
it.
All right, these two dudes are getting blown by like these two chicks that clearly all know each other.
Yeah.
On the six train, and people are like, what the fuck is happening?
Wow.
Like, she's straight up, like, taking out the dicks and just going
no
down.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fucking weird.
And it's, you can't do anything anymore. You can't, I mean,
you can't blow dudes on the six train.
Yeah, you can't. I got head at Astor Place. She was on one side of the fucking gate, and I was on the other.
Oh that's
some chick,
crazy.
Some chick was at a show, and whatever, and she saw me, and she was coming off the train all fucked up, and she was like, "Hey, you." And I went over, and she just grabbed me, and she kissed me through the grate, and she just took my dick out and sucked it.
Wow.
And it was like 3 in the morning. Nobody was around.
Yeah.
And she just started sucking my dick, but I would never do that now. I'd fucking get, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
You know,
holy
back then
shit.
You had to worry about like some.
I know that grate, too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I used to get blown in the park. All the time. Just get my dick sucked on the bench. You can't do that now.
That's dangerous, though.
Well, you never know what fucking dickhead has their iPhone out recording
right,
you.
Yeah.
And then hashtag
right.
Robert Kelly getting his dick sucked on a rat bench by fucking Chris Scopo. You know what I mean?
There's vultures out there. They tweet that at the show and shit. Like, they, ugh.
Yeah, that poor girl.
You can't do...
You,
man,
get caught, you get caught by the cops, though. You get a sex offender, too.
No, that's one thing. But then, like, if you're a comic and you're doing this shit, like, they will tweet it at wherever you're working, whoever's employing you. You got to show on Sirius.
You cannot cheat anymore.
Yeah.
It is so fucking hard to be a pervert.
That's why the athletes now are so tough. They're getting it thrown at constantly.
Yeah.
You want to be a millionaire? So come up with a fucking device that zilches people's phones.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just fucking just... I couldn't imagine hooking up with a chick on the road, right? And then waking up to... Yeah. And her just taking photos of you sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happened, with Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott, he just got drafted, and I guess he banged a girl, and the girl took a photo of him sleeping, and she was next to him like this.
That a little
Is
way
he married?
Too. No, he's just out of college.
Oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Still, though, they were like, well, what was he doing? Was he partying too much?
Yeah, but imagine, I mean, dude, you Maybe can't do shit her. Now. You can't fucking, dude, I used to get my dick sucked in vestibules and... I mean,
vestibules can be very sexual.
Thank you, Phil.
What's a vestibule?
That's because you're Canadian.
Vestibule? What is that? Like a
like corn and
it's like a doorway.
Doorway.
Oh,
entrance to a door. Okay. Vestibule.
All right.
A lot of vestibules in New York City.
Yeah.
You know, you get sucked. Like there's the door you go in, bzzz, and then there's the other door.
Bzzz. Oh, yeah, that's a vestibule.
I call that the suck zone.
That's what I call this podcast. I've hooked up in a few vesties myself. Yeah,
is there anything better than that?
It's the best. Yeah, because you're halfway in, but you can't wait. So you just go at it right there.
Just go at it, and someone might be coming.
Who cares?
Someone might be knocking on that fucking door, buzzing in. The pizza guy.
That makes it better though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
You got your mediocre Danger. Pecker fucking in some chick's mouth.
I'll take it.
Right?
And I'll grab a slice.
What's the pizza? Yeah.
You can't do any of that anymore.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You just get caught. What?
No, why not?
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's easy for you. You just got fucking divorced.
Oh, shit. Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Going through, Bobby.
Going through.
Was that? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not supposed to? Oh, that's okay. That must
going
be hard.
Through. Sorry.
Yeah, it is.
If you ever need anyone to talk to, or like just.
Are you
Thanks,
single?
Phil.
What's that?
Are you single?
I'm officially, at the moment, in a very casual situation.
Are you single?
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Mark's very single.
Of course. Thing.
He out here.
I got a vestibule.
Are you single?
I got a sex zone.
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, 5 years, man.
5 years, and you have a wife?
Yeah, I'm out here.
You have kids?
I didn't know. When did you get married?
December.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That must mean a lot coming from your favorite comic.
Yeah. So blessed.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is that brand spanking new?
No, but okay. I just
Is it because of
it.
You being on the podcast?
No, not
That's
at all.
Can't this help.
Is, yeah. That's a. Can I say something? That's a very good question.
Right?
No.
That's what
this
I assumed.
Has been yeah. about a year and a half in the making. So.
Well,
what? And you've been on
the
podcast
for
how long?
You knew from the first date that
year?
Well, it's like it's funny that you
said
that.
Months.
Can I say that? It's very funny because when I first you wanted to be on the show,
right?
I said to you, look, are you happily married? I didn't want some fucking chick who wants to come bang dudes. And you were like, yeah, I love my husband. Everything's great and everything's awesome. I'm like, good. That's cool. You know, I didn't want to have some Jersey fucking chick sucking everybody's cock. You know, I don't need
sounds
that.
Sounds awful.
I don't need that.
What's so bad about that?
Well, I don't need that temptation. Because her stupid marriage is over doesn't mean mine has to be.
Can't it? Is that why you don't allow food in here? No temptation.
What's that?
No, I've been with him since I was 18. Unfortunately, 10 years. Shit
oh,
sucks.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I've been
That's
there.
He's a good guy, though.
No, we're high-fiving out of this one. We're
there
friends.
You go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
But now That's what, good. Though? Are you going to be like out in these streets looking
I'm
around?
I'm just hanging and banging, man.
She's not banging anybody.
I'm not banging
She's not
all.
Banging anybody. Nah. Stop it.
Nobody's banging
What's
you.
Your type? How would hanging you describe your type?
I'm just the regular white dude.
What?
Just a regular white dude.
White dude, okay.
Yeah. You don't listen. Can I stop one second?
Oh, God. Bubba, Kelly.
Listen. You don't. You just say regular dude.
Yeah, you see how racist that felt?
Wow. Yeah.
That felt just, racist?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you
that was
said,
like,
I don't.
That's like Kelly was like, I don't take black
I'll take anyone at this point. I'm so sexually frustrated.
You literally said no black eyes.
I'll date a black guy.
Or
I don't
Asians.
Care.
No, she said regular white guy.
Hang on.
That cuts off Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, everybody.
Yeah. Why he's just mad about black? What about all the other groups?
Yeah. Well, she's going to fuck a
Portuguese.
Black guy out of guilt now.
No, but you didn't say no Asians. You just said black.
Yeah,
you went
just,
right to black.
No.
Yeah.
There's
a lot
of other
groups.
I'm just saying that's my type.
You said
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying that's my type.
She's basing it on who she's dated in the past.
No, we just said, are you going to be out here? And you said,
I'm out.
I'm just fucking.
I'm out there. there.
Stop looking at me. Look at Mike. look at black guys.
Look at me.
I'm just asking a question.
Okay. Yeah, look at fucking Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Okay. Only go see Keanu.
That was a good one, Brandon.
Say my name so you can make sure you remember.
Say my name. Say my name. Brandon, call him.
My name is actually Brian.
Brian, B-boy. What's up?
So you got to date a black dude now, though.
Yeah.
Not just a black dude, but just like
I just
want
to experience everything.
Yeah, you have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, I got a lot.
I would. You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to do anything.
Well,
you don't
I don't even
to.
Know what it's like anymore. Oh, I don't know what it's like.
You
got to
be with the woman
guys.
If you haven't.
What?
You don't have to do anything.
Was there anybody at the barbecue you liked?
No.
Mm.
Nobody.
Yeah, we weren't there.
It wasn't there.
Goldman was there. It's a good looking man.
I want to ask you a question. Can I ask?
What?
Look at me.
What?
Nobody at that barbecue you would have went out on a date with.
I don't know, maybe.
Can
you
define
it?
You know what
barbecue?
It is? Everyone just wants to fuck me. No one wants to get to know me. And I'm not about that.
I go through the same thing. That's. I'm there.
The day someone asks me out on a date, I'll let you know.
I want to ask you a question.
What?
Seriously.
I thought I was about to ask you.
What are you doing, Tuesday?
You want to ruin everything.
Let me ask you a question.
Think about Max.
Having a barbecue.
Were you anybody at that barbecue that you would like to go out with?
I don't know.
Well, come on, you know. Oh, I'm asking. Just be honest.
I'll talk to you later about it.
You're honest about how big your vag is.
That's true.
Was there somebody there?
Maybe.
Let me ask you this question. Are they single?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
All right.
She wants to date Max.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you this. Max was grabbing my boobs all day.
Yeah, I taught him how to do that. Yeah. It took me 2 days to teach him to grab your titties.
Wait till he finished you.
Next thing.
And then Dawn
left. Teach him how to take photos, too.
And he was trying to rip down my pants, asking me what was inside of me. Take those off. He's going, take those off.
I told him he could put his toys in there.
Big wiffle ball bat.
fucking kickball.
All right, moving on.
So you want to go on a date?
No, I just want to be alone.
Oh, okay. You want to be wined and dined though. You don't want to just be.
Yeah, sure.
I think everyone does.
What a bummer, girls.
You can only dine. You can't wine and dine.
No, he whines about his career all the time.
Ah, fuck me. Well, you know, how old are you, sweetie?
29. Yeah, my family's freaking out.
They should be.
Yeah.
No.
They should be. You're going to look like Meg Ryan next year.
Without the money.
Do you live in Manhattan?
No.
Phil's trying to figure out. Like,
you get to get
I'm
trained.
I'm making small talk. I feel bad. I've gone through breakups that are awful. I got my green card, the legal thing. That's a pain in the ass to combine the two. That's
don't
terrible.
Feel bad. It's actually a great mutual breakup.
Okay,
so
well, that's
we're
good.
We're very happy for
all right.
each other.
Okay.
Yeah, divorce right. is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, it's somebody you don't want to be with. You're not
right.
with them.
Uh-huh.
And they're permanent.
Yeah.
Well, it's not always a good thing because one person might be like, fuck, I really love this dumb broad.
Yeah.
He's going to move on. He'll
they
find
both
someone.
Seem fine.
Yeah.
But it's not always a good thing.
I guess
some
right.
guys are like, I love my life. I love my wife. I love my kid.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and she's sucking somebody's dick and you're like, oh, now my life's over. Right. I have to divorce her. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I have no
yeah.
fucking choice because she was sucking young guy jizz.
Uh-huh.
And now I'll never get that visual out of my head.
Well, that's when someone has to die, in my opinion.
My chick just told me what this morning.
Wow. Brian is violent.
Death threats with a
Harry my chick
Potter.
Just told me this morning, very nonchalantly, I might go to the Cape. Might go to the my friend has a place on the Cape and I might take Max to the Cape for a few days. And I was like, Where am I going? You going on a vacation to the Cape without dad? In the summer? I've been working my fucking cunt off for a year and a half to make fucking money to pay the bills.
Don't
to have a fucking
too.
I haven't had a vacation. I've had work vacation. I'm going to Aruba, but I gotta work.
Yeah.
I went to fucking Marco Island. I had to work.
Ugh.
I took the month of August off. Not one show in August. And now you're going to the fucking Cape for a few days on On my dime?
He knows I'm not Don, right?
Well, he might think your name's Don.
Listen, B-boy.
Byron, come on.
Byron. And she's going away. She's going to go away for 4 days to the Cape over with. And I got to find. This is the key point. I don't mind. Go ahead, because she never sees her friends. They're all from Boston. Mm-hmm. I want to spend time with my friends. She has a daughter. I have Max. I'm just going to take Max away and spend some time. Okay. Okay.
Get the house to yourself.
Hang on 1 second. Is her husband going to be there?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Because if it's guy, girl, kid, nobody, now I'm going to have to hire somebody.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Interesting.
I was stalling baby monitoring in the fucking house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do something. Why the fuck does he get to go? I know it's his house, but why the fuck does her husband get to be there?
Yeah.
And why the fuck does your husband not get to be? Why don't I? Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't like you.
Yeah, of course you do. I invite you.
Maybe there's something. Like
you. Maybe you have an invite.
There's
an open
something
invite
up
every year to go. Maybe you just forgot.
Maybe
that
she's trying to make you jealous.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I said to her, I go, you know, Ray wants me to go to Aruba. I'll just go to Aruba. She's like, you're not going by yourself. But she can go to the Cape by herself. And I get, look, if you're going just to hang with your friend, okay.
But she's with Max, though.
Yeah, you can fuck with your kid.
You
can't fuck with your kid.
What are you, crazy?
Not with him on your tits.
Yeah.
Put him in a room. Take a nap.
You have a nap.
But Dora's not going to do that.
No, she's not.
I'm not saying. Of course she's not going to do. I don't know. Listen, I'm not saying. I'm not saying she's going to do that. It's not even that. It's the fact of it's a little. It's just a little out of the blue. A little fucking weird.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. Wait, the husband's going? So he gets to be there. Why the fuck do,
is the husband
where the
going?
Fuck did you come up? Why did I get uninvited?
The husband lives there though, right? The husband lives there.
He owns the house.
He owns the house, and that's where
they own the house. The couple owns the house.
And that's where they were going into.
Here's the
thing.
Deal though. The couple owns the house. Mm-hmm. But it's their vacation home. It's not their home. So he works. So he might be working all week.
Yeah.
You know, he might be working.
Okay.
And then they're there with the kids, and he might show up for a day or something.
That's what I
yeah,
maybe.
She just wants some girl time.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What, that's
yeah, what I want some girl time too.
Yeah.
Who don't?
Well, that's what she said. You get to go away. I go, yeah, I go away by myself on the road. I'm in a hotel room. I can't drink, do drugs. I'm not supposed to eat carbs or sugar. I can't fuck anything. Can't even hire a massage. I can't do shit. I sit in the fucking room, and I try to write stuff, and I sit there with three paragraphs where the commas are fucking wrong, and I want to kill myself, but I can't have a fucking... And then I got to do shows, come home by my fucking self, sit in a room until 4 a.m, and then wake up at fucking 7, because I wake up at 7 fucking every day because of the kid... And then I'm tired all fucking day, and I'm alone, and I got fucking one sock on. I can't find the other fucking sock, and I'm supposed to go to the gym, but I'm not going to the fucking gym because I'm lazy, I'm depressed, and I'm fucked up, and I just want to fucking get my cock sucked and have a girl look up with my jizz in her mouth and go, ooh, you're fucking hot, and rub my abs that don't exist, but I don't fucking, that's what I get.
Brian, what are you doing to the guy?
Am I on Misery Loves Company? What the fuck is happening right now?
Somebody bring this guy a cookie.
Do you understand me, Brendan?
If Max wasn't gone, then as a fellow married man, I'd be like, bruh, you gotta intervene.
I get nervous though, because I've heard some, you know, a lot of people.
You hear stories, but I,
last couple of years, a lot of crazy shit's gone down in this, fuck, you know.
Yeah.
No. You know?
No, well, she'll be on a Subway World Star video soon.
Yeah. Gotta fight Mark now. Gotta fight.
I'm just saying, so it's all, if anything happens, it'll all be on film, as you
throw
said.
Throw the owl. Throw the owl.
Oh no. Who is that, Soder?
Well, look. I mean, in reality, go ahead. Go do it. Look.
Yeah.
If I caught my wife cheating on me, you ain't leaving, bitch.
No.
You ain't leaving.
Really? Does she work?
No, you ain't leaving.
Really? What if it's more than one? Okay, the one time, you're like, you're not leaving.
Okay.
Let's leave the country.
Twice.
Two different dudes.
You ain't leaving.
Wouldn't you just be
you're still
in a bad
doing my laundry,
for the
bitch.
Rest of your life?
What? You're doing my laundry.
See, that's
you're
going to
fucking pay my bills, and you're going to stick it out for the, and you're going to be there. You're going to be that kid's mom until he's around 10
but what
or
if
11.
She's like, I'm not happy no more.
Yeah, then you fucking leave and you get nothing.
Because
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm fine.
That's a good
and
knowledge.
I will live in the shed.
Is this part of your vowels?
Dawn's hot.
Why the fuck?
Too.
What the fuck?
Really?
Am I, what?
Yeah. Pull up a
Dawn's
picture of Dawn.
You know, no,
she's
nobody pulls.
Google.
I don't fucking. I don't show my wife on fucking.
When she's young.
I don't show my wife. My wife. We're not connected on the internet at all.
All right.
No, she's beautiful.
Well, here's the deal. Look. I got to get my shit together. Cause now I'm getting nervous.
Bobby, she's going on vacation with her friend. They're bringing their kids. It's nothing.
But I'm getting I'm getting nervous because I saw a picture of me, and I saw a picture of her, and there's a way difference now.
Yeah,
like I'm that guy where it's like, why the fuck is this bitch with him?
But you're on TV, no Bobby. Way. That's a big.
That gives me
that's a big step up.
That gives me that, and I'm funny, and I make money.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
I pay the bills. Yeah, that's all great. That's all fine and dandy. But let me tell you something. When you ever notice that some people, the closer you get, the shittier they treat you.
Yeah, of course, I've seen that.
Yeah,
which is fucking ridiculous to me.
Well, you're comfortable. You get to know them, so
the more comfortable you get, the shittier people. Some
you don't appreciate.
Yes, exactly. So that happens. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first girl, the first love of my life. One time, I did something to her. I did to her the whole time, and she went, "You know what? That used to be funny. Can you stop that? It's not funny anymore." And I told her, "I go, that's the end of our relationship. So not now. We're not going to break up tonight. But just know, tonight was the day it fucking. I knew it was over, and that was it. Over. I'm not saying that. I love my wife. Of course, she's just going to the Cape to have a good fucking time. But I'm definitely hiring a private eye.
It's sweet that you care this much. You know, you've been married. I don't know how many years. You're
10,
still worried. Most people are like, she's getting out of the house. Great, and you're like freaking out. That's kind of
sweet. If I had, let me tell you something. If I had a six pack, I'd tell them, "You're good, fucking good for you."
Oh,
I'd be fucking Lauren in the asshole in my backyard.
Right.
Yeah. You don't think I'd be fucking having her fucking balls deep, blowing me, Scopo, and Depot in the back, doing the old dick sucking YKWD podcast?
I'm not gonna miss that barbecue. I swear to God.
Lauren be going, "What do we name this one?" I can't breathe. Jizz tits.
Depot's hair.
Queef. My asshole farts too. There's a million of these names.
Yeah.
And no, it was weird though. It was a little fucking weird. Yeah. People get too close.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing, you have to have boundaries.
Is this the first time this has
happened? You have to have fucking boundaries.
Is this the first time anything like this has happened?
What do you mean?
We're like, she's like, "Okay, I'm going to go on this trip." Like, has there ever been a time?
Never in my life has she ever said,
"For 10 years.
I want to go." Well, no. Of course, she went home to Boston a bunch
of times.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, where you were like, wait a minute.
Like, to the Cape?
Yeah.
No, she's never gone away. Well, I don't know. She's going back to Boston. I'm going back home. You know, I think it's important for her to be with the kid.
Yeah,
go on a trip and be alone and spend some time. I think it's important for her to see her friends. Did you just hold your finger up?
Sorry, one of the cameras got disconnected. We gotta take a quick break, like 1 minute.
Okay, we're gonna take one little quick break. We'll be back in 2 seconds.
Sorry about that.
All right, we're back. We had a little, someone stepped on a wire.
Oh boy.
Well, a lot of these wires sometimes pop off of the things that they're hooked onto because of the heat. And we have a lot
of
people.
Everything taped up and everything's hot in here, so I guess that came off.
Yeah, we have a lot of people using the studio too, and they don't take care of it as well as Deepu and Chris and Lauren and myself, so I blame those fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho. I need a little break anyways. I was a little heated.
Yeah, it was good.
A little riled up.
Bobby was getting all paranoid.
Chat room's getting scared.
Well, look, at this stage of the game.
Does she have the same worries with you? You're going to be home by yourself? You're gonna
of course.
Be fucking,
you're on the road all the time.
I'm going to be home.
Bitches calling you Bam Bam and shit on the road.
Yeah,
that happens.
Yeah. Wait, it all lies in the friend, though. Is the friend wild?
Can you watch the dog while I'm home?
Yeah, I told you that.
No, I'm home.
This is how it starts.
Lauren,
the dog's coming to my house.
Bubba, I say we fuck while she leaves.
Bobby! I like Dawn. When you left, me and Dawn made an alliance, so.
Ugh, fuck your alliance.
Man, did you guys see
if she fucks somebody
She breaks the alliance.
She breaks the alliance with her vagina.
Yeah. Huge vagina. You gotta put the owl in that cunt.
That's where I got it. That was actually a real owl. Fucking.
It's hardened.
Yeah, it hardened in her
my
fucking
divorce present.
Medusa cunt.
She has a taxidermy lab in there.
Oh my gosh.
All right,
my new dildo.
Just use a fucking yard owl.
Gotta sit on a fire extinguisher.
Do you have anything the width of an owl that I can put in my pussy?
No talons, please.
I'm just so sick of the noises with these other dildos.
Yeah.
Now it's I want to talk to her about it again. It was just a little out of the box. A little like I went, huh? She was like, I was like, huh? You gonna what?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
When's she planning on going? Huh?
How did the conversation end?
End of the month is a week where whatever. I guess I'll be home alone, but look, I don't give a fuck. I'd love to be home. I'm going to fucking jerk off at every yeah, I'm going to jerk off at Max's crib. Yeah. I'm fucking going to lie on his changing bed and fucking crank one out right where the baby wipes are already. Wear a diaper. I'm going to jerk off on a diaper.
That's a strong baby platform.
I'm
going to
fuck on her side of the bed. I'm just going to fuck my hand on her side of the bed. Listen, I mean, I'll be fine. I'll throw a big bar. That's the weekend I should throw a big bar.
Invite us.
All guys, and we get some. I get some fucking whores to show
up. Yeah.
Lauren, Carmen Lynch.
Yes.
Ah?
We could put Phil in a wig. She could be Lynch. Same body.
How dare you?
He's going to fucking replace his eyes with fucking Muppet eyes. Anyways, I'll keep you updated on that. What's going on in the chat room? Did they die?
No, they were very engaged. Someone says Lauren J. Gomez has a very nice ring to it.
Oh,
yeah. Lewis wants to take her on a date.
Is that
to
get her out. Talking about at the barbecue that was single?
No, absolutely not. No.
I think so.
Absolutely not. I already told you no. You asked me in the car. I said date. No. Oh, stop. Boy.
Don't get mad at me. I haven't said a fucking word. Don't talk to me the way I talk to Brenda.
Brenda Strong.
This is the darkest day of my life.
Can I just say something? You look so cute drinking a regular size Coke.
Damn it, Scopey, you set me up.
All right, let's fucking wrap this fucker up. I'll let you know what's going on, but I think if she does go that weekend, I throw a fucking guy barbecue, all men.
Yep. Love it. Love it.
And then we'll have a thing where we invite some women, fans of the show.
Ooh.
Fans of the show.
Meet and greet.
We do a meet and greet.
Yes.
I mean greet.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the meat.
We do a meet and greet at the fucking barbecue.
The yes.
Huh?
One-on-ones right. in the shed.
And Lauren, you come. You chaperone.
I'll be the bouncer.
You chaperone me. Make
I'll
sure I don't
the sugar
do
sugar mama.
Right. You don't. You make sure I don't do anything bad.
All right,
no,
gotcha.
Phones.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
phones.
No phones.
Yeah,
no
phones.
No, I got a fucking phone basket at the
yes.
front.
Yes.
Yeah.
There
we go. We have Dante get all the phones.
Oh.
Yo, you. Yeah, excuse me. You got a phone on your ankle. I can see it. Listen, women, you gotta pimp them. You don't have. Listen, Verizon was striking everywhere, and I'm tired from being outside all day. But listen, Bobby, we're gonna do the movies. You gonna go come see Avengers 7?
I'd join you, but I'm terrified.
Yeah, you've had too many black dudes fucking hands in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
They just don't get your cuntiness.
No, not a fan. It's a cultural thing.
What else the chat room got?
Going back a couple topics, I asked the chat room what they would bring Max for their birthday, and Chuck Cedar says I would bring some escorts.
No, that's good for a three.
That's inappropriate. Yeah.
Very inappropriate. Wildly inappropriate.
Yes.
Joe Felix would bring a Mark Norman doll that goes aha.
I'd take it.
All right.
Yeah. I think you should have that as your merch.
Yeah, I'll sign it.
Pull a string in the back and your hand goes, ha-ha. Yeah. Another one goes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
A lot of people were talking about how Dave Smith was on Joe Rogan's podcast last night.
Oh, good for Dave.
A lot of people, you mean two?
half our chat room?
Again, two? I heard he was. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I always wind up on these podcasts at the end, and like they jump, you know, not to say Rogan jumped the shark, but you know, I maybe should have been on before fucking, you know, half the fucking people that have been on so far. Never been on that fucking show. He was my idol growing up.
Oh, really?
Joe Rogan was my I mean, he was the guy I first saw. I was like, that's what I love. That type of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Rogan, and that motherfucker won't have me on. I think he hates fat people.
Yeah, I could see
I
that.
I can see that.
He's all fit and
yeah, you know, probably.
Guys, I was joking. What the fuck? Oh.
I was just thinking about the trap.
He loved
Bobby.
It. Yeah.
He loved
joking, it, baby.
Bobby.
I just thought everybody hated fat people.
You know what?
Ow. I'm talking about you there, six pack.
Ow, my belt is literally hurting my stomach from laughing. The belt buckle is hurting me. I have to end it. No, that he was on the show. I heard he did great too, right?
Yeah, they thought it was a 3-hour episode.
What's? I didn't hear you because two people talked.
Oh, they thought it was very entertaining.
No, I wish.
That's great.
Now I know why they talked over you. We have nothing to say. Yeah, it's good, man. I love Dave Smith. He's a good guy.
Yeah, great guy. Funny comic.
Yeah, what else you got in there? I tried to make that go somewhere deeper, but it just fought. It did.
What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you just move on to the next fucking person.
During your rant, the chat room got very scared. And
why?
Heart attack.
And Don DeMarco says, Bobby, you need to eat more cinnamon.
What the fuck?
The fuck are you, a child molester?
What the hell?
Who says that?
Why?
I am making
cinnamon.
Made him in a better mood.
It speeds up your metabolism, I think.
Oh, really?
Does it? Does it shrink your vagina hole?
No, I've tried.
I'm back on the diet today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But there's a fucking... On the show Sex Drugs, they were doing this scene with all the girls dancing, and they, you know, it was a kind of montage. Just for shits and giggles, I ran in shirtless and danced with them. They didn't know, and they screamed and laughed, and it was to make everybody laugh.
Yeah.
It was not to be in the show. They wound up putting it in the show. Now, this dude I know, Mo, who's a cigar guy, and this other guy, Steve, a cigar guy, they wound up fucking, you know, I've just recently become friends with them. And, you know, I don't know, it was just last night, I'm trying to put my kid down, and all of a sudden that photo, a screenshot of that with my, I have side tit, I have all, it was just fucking, I'm like, oh, look at what I found. It's like, really? What are you, fucking internet trolls, you cocksucker?
Right.
It's like, you know, you have my personal number, you don't get to troll me on my, and then he's like, well, the other guy wrote, that will haunt me forever. It's like, great. That's good. That's what I need. I was trying to make a couple broads laugh on set. make a key grip, dreams. Have a giggle.
Can we see it?
I'll show you it.
All right.
You
You had your shirt off on Louis' show. You didn't look bad.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
What did he say?
Nice talking to you.
Jesus.
We gotta make you try to be supportive.
Right? Well, his bra isn't.
Yeah.
We gotta.
I tell you, I really do, man. I have to. It's just fucking terrible. I'm scared, man. My brother's sick. My little brother's sick.
The weight for the show,
my
though.
Sister's sick. I didn't gain. I had the weight for the show, and I kept it. Fuck it. I shouldn't. I should. It doesn't matter. I should have lost it. I gotta fucking lose it, dude. I can't do it. I'm just in a fucking battle of my life, and nobody gets it. It really is. It's just nobody. Look at man. When you're on heroin or you're on alcohol, everybody seems the people care. And there's places to, you stop working, you stop living, and you go take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're fat, you don't stop. You have to. You can't. I can't take 2 months off of my fucking being a dad and a comic to go fucking. I don't have the money to go to fat camp. I'm going to fat camp.
What about you boxing know? Or something, huh? Something like boxing?
No, I have to take care of this myself.
Yeah. Why don't you focus on it in August? You have August off. Why don't, is that something you work?
No, because
on?
If I don't try today,
yeah,
literally. And I'm
well, you can
serious.
Try today, but you
if
really
I don't try today, like have a salad and eat right, then I'll eat my face off until August. I'll be even heavier. It'll be even harder.
Okay,
it's a hard one. This is the worst ever. This one. I'm really. I had it and I lose it. I have it and I lose it.
When do you get like a trainer and stuff?
Yeah. I had it. Yeah. I did it. Doesn't work.
Really?
What about yoga?
Nope. What?
What about yoga?
Did it? Didn't work.
You got it. You got
to come on.
You need to burn.
Come on. Give it to me. What
you
else you got?
Go see a nutritionist.
Did it? Didn't work. What else you got?
Just
come on.
Don't eat.
Did it? Didn't work. What else you got?
Just go to a doctor and do some surgery.
Ooh.
No,
what
don't
the
do
fuck
that.
Did
no,
you just say
that.
To me?
No,
I think he stumped you.
He
wanted
you.
Something he never did.
How dare you? How
saying,
fucking dare you?
You wanted something you never did. So
I don't even know why I allow you here.
You need a black friend. You need a black friend on here. Come on, baby. Yeah, I love
you. Let me
like
see if I got it. These cocksuckers.
You ever try running, like jogging or something?
You should walk for an hour. Why don't you just walk for an hour every day?
Really?
That doesn't even look bad, though. That don't look bad. That don't look bad, though.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. That's not bad
that's
at all.
Bad.
That's not bad.
Bad.
That's yeah. not bad at all.
It looks like a garlic knot that fell on the floor.
Oh, God. If it wasn't for laughter, it'd be tears. Thank you, Mark.
But it's not that bad.
It's not bad at all, dude.
Dude. I've never been described more perfectly. I do. I look like a fucking little thing of dough that somebody rolled up and then buttered it and put fucking salt on it and baked it for 25 minutes on 350.
Now you're getting hungry.
Yeah. I got to try. Anyways, let's not end on a bad note. Let's end on a good note.
Yeah,
you'll be all right, here. Buddy.
All right. Brian, what do you got?
Well, besides a name change, my name... All right, you can follow me at American Collins.
I got, changed your name?
But I had to after fucking Lenny Marcus called me Carlton Banks on Misery Loves Company.
What's your name?
So my name is Brandon Collins.
Well, I know your real name.
No, so on Twitter, it used to be Carlton Banks as a joke.
Yeah, I love that.
And then under that, it was like my old username.
Yeah.
And then fucking Lenny Marcus shouted out Comedy Outliers because he did our show. And so I don't think Mike Brown and Carlton Banks. And I'm like, God damn it. All right.
So you changed it.
Yeah. So,
what is it?
Now it's just Brandon Collins, American Collins.
Cool. I like Brandon Collins. Whose name is that? You're so fucking cute, dude. I love having you on the show.
We love you.
Thank you, man. I got my birthday show, Comedy Outliers.
Oh, you wanted me to do it, right?
Yeah, man, but you're going to be, I think you'll be out of town.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, that's a fucking blow off.
Saturday, June 25th.
What are you, my wife?
You're doing the show on the Cape.
Oh, my belt buckle. I got to undo my belt buckle. Don't make me laugh. Ow. Ah, shit.
Megan, I got Saturday, June 25th.
What are you, nervous? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, weird, man. I've had too much caffeine right now.
Dude, I got to eat. Let's hurry up.
Saturday, June 25th, Union Hall, 7 p.m. show. It's my birthday. Turned 30. Mm-hmm. Mike and I are hosting it. It's going to be a blast. We're going to sell out. So, comedyoutliers.com.
Congratulations, man. I want to be on that show. I want to do your show, man.
Yeah, man. We want to have
I want to fucking do
Judah
it.
Judah Freeland just did it, man.
Yeah, Judah did last
time. Look, let me tell you something. When somebody says, I want to do your show, you don't bring up somebody else. Hey, Judah, Louie, I don't give a
Because I feel like you haven't been so. You say you want to do it, but I feel like you like haven't. You like, it's a.
No,
it's
a, I look, I don't do that. I don't care right. who the. I don't care if you had fucking Pryor. If you brought him back and stuck him in a chair and dusted his forehead off. I'd fucking, well.
Okay.
That was not fucking funny at all. Do we have a not funny bandana? So, yeah, I just
want to
give
him the bandana.
Yeah, I just want to get away.
The show looks cool, man. I really.
Great show.
Ask Lenny. He had a great time. Lenny will give
What's
you
that?
The, Lenny.
Lenny Marcus did your show?
Yeah.
The stand-up show?
Yeah. Ask him. He had a great time.
I believe you. Why are you guys talking to
because
me like
I'm haven't done you it, like man. Him. He's your buddy. He'll talk to you. He'll give you the real.
But I believe you. I want to do it. You don't believe me that I want to do it.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't. Yeah, man. We had you on New York Comedy Festival show. You're like, I can't do it, man. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. New York Comedy Festival show,
we had
man.
A New York
you,
Comedy
I
Festival
can't do
show.
It.
New York Times was like, da da da, I am. And Bobby Kelly, and you're like, oh, well, yeah.
Did I bail?
Yeah, you bailed.
Why?
Because you had better things to do.
No, why did I didn't know. There was something. I did not just bail on you.
You called me, man. Yeah, you like, called hey, man.
I had another gig.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm not turning down thousands of dollars to do your fucking show.
I mean, you don't want these beers?
What'd you say?
You don't want these beers? These drink tickets?
I don't drink.
So good.
No, I usually show up at gigs well hydrated.
Give you a cigar. Do the show. Give you a cigar.
What do you got, Marky?
Hey, check out Tuesdays with Stories, and I'll be on the road. I'm doing the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Syracuse, Funny Bone, Cap City, Providence Comedy Connection. Oh. Bunch of day. Go to marknormancomedy.com, and then buy my new doll that goes, ha-ha. That's all I got. Thanks for having me. Please stop staring at me.
Phil, what do you got besides fucking low blood sugar?
I'm at the Punchline in San Francisco on June 29th.
Good club.
To July
Great club.
2nd.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Molly's fucking awesome.
Molly's Love awesome. Molly.
I wish I only worked there every like 3 years. I don't know what happens.
I specifically asked Chris to do the show to plug that weekend.
Oh, there you go.
June 29th.
June 29th to July 2nd.
Yeah, the Punchline.
San Francisco. Punchline.
Yeah.
One of the greatest clubs
really
in this
is.
Country.
Yeah.
Great owner. Yeah.
So good. The first American club to book me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the decisions aren't that fucking great, but
yeah. Yeah.
A great area of town.
Awesome, man.
So make sure if San Fran people, anybody in Northern California,
yeah.
Even if you're in L.A., take a trip.
It's worth
a
trip. Take a Greyhound.
I'm telling you, man, go to the club. I mean, if not for Phil, just to see that iconic club.
Particularly for me, though.
I think. I mean, you go there, you'll enjoy yourself. I mean, it's not going to suck, but there's other things to do around the club.
I would specifically come June 29th to July 2nd.
To see comedy.
Yeah.
Yes, one of the funniest guys going right now.
Oh,
so,
thanks, Bobby.
And as soon as other people get wind of you know, you'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, yeah.
It takes a while.
Not too much wind. He'll blow away. Damn,
what
the whole show?
Definitely good.
He's a thin guy. But
yeah, we got it. No, we got it.
All right. boy.
Michael, what do you got, buddy?
I got things coming up that I can't talk about, but I will talk about them on a Comedy Outliers podcast, which you can subscribe to on iTunes.
No.
What do you got?
You give my fucking fans some juice.
Court date?
Give me.
Fight for my kids out here. I can't really talk about it.
Come on, man.
Come on,
a little bit. Give us a taste.
I booked a pilot, but I can't talk about
what
it is.
Talk about that
on the Comedy Outliers podcast.
What website is it on?
Yeah.
Is it network?
Yeah.
Like one of the three bigs?
Holy shit.
I don't know how. I'll talk to you after.
Wait a minute. BET?
Anyway.
That's not one of three bigs.
I'm not black enough.
Anyway. Right. Dude, listen to me.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I am so fucking happy. You're finally
going
to get away from Brenda and just do your own thing.
Oh, God, I wish you'd show Barry some respect.
Listen, Brian is doing fine on this
show.
You're
right.
Dude, I am so happy for you. I am so sad for you.
Oh, yeah.
And comedy. Outliers with Lenny Marcus and Brandon. This motherfucker just lost the half.
Yeah.
Doesn't it suck when you both don't book something? We're a team until one of you gets something.
Yeah.
He might kick me off the show.
Believe me, buddy, I fucking went through this with Dane Cook.
I was in an
improv group called Al and the Muggies.
Until
Barry Katz saw Dane do the robot. And do the snowman, the Terminator thing. Buddy, congratulations.
Thanks, man. We'll see what happens. I'll be back on this.
I know, dude. It's a very early stage. It's pilot. We know, but you know what? Let's send all good energy away.
Good energy, good vibes.
And let's make this happen. You know, and good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's so much bigger than the punchline in San Francisco.
No, it's not.
Not yet.
Well, listen to that and more at the Comedy Outliers podcast on iTunes. Follow
Phil,
me.
I'm kidding. That's a big gig you got.
It's good, yeah. I mean, I do it every year, so I can see why.
Every year.
Wear the hat, Phil. Wear the hat. That's the fucking...
Phil's a sniper, baby.
That's the fucking...
Bobby will be performing that 2019.
Oh, shit. Put the king hat on. That's the king hat. That's the motherfucker hat. Oh, shit.
Fits him perfectly.
That's a perfect fit.
I want to say this. Make sure that we have our premium channel up right now. You guys are the best fans in the world. We'll always have this show free. 10 episodes will always be free. You never have to pay. You don't get the money. You don't want to pay. Fuck it. We'll always have free episodes, but we do have a premium options for you fans who want to be part of that, help the show. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. 350 episodes over 4 years. It started on my iPhone. Now here we are with the Riotcast studio, the Riotcast Network, 20 of the greatest shows ever. And this show is one of the things that make that happen. And, you know, I have these great staff and these comics that come in every week. And it'd be great to, you know, start giving these, you know, guys some little cash, whatever. But so we started the premium channel. So that means you join for $1.99 a month, and you're a member of the premium stuff. And we're going to put premium shows behind the paywall, which right now we have the... What show is it?
Oh, the live podcast.
Live podcast from the PodFest is up there now, video and audio. So if you're a premium member, you can go watch it and listen to one of the greatest episodes this year.
That was awesome.
We talked about the Chamber Boys and that Abby fucking... what's her name? Whatever.
Who cares?
You know her?
No, I was trying to... She's nowhere.
unbelievable.
We're talking all that shit. She's
right, whatever. Yeah, it's terrible. We talked about that. We had a lot of fun. I got trashed a lot. Colin Quinn was on it. It's behind the paywall. So go there. Become a member. How do you do that? Get the app. It's free. iTunes and iOS. You go download the Robert Kelly You Know What Dude app. It's an amazing app. Even if you're not going to become a premium member, listen to the show through this awesome app for nothing. Go there, get the app for your phone, listen to the show, Robert Kelly Live, You Know What Dude, from there. And then if you want to become a premium member, hit the button, join. It's simple, it's easy, it comes right out every month. And you guys who already did, we love you so much for doing that. We appreciate it, all the support. What else do we got? You guys want to mail something to the studio? All this stuff behind us is from you guys. You want something on the show, your business, blah, 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 send it to the address right here. Scopo, what do you got?
117 McDougal Street, New York, New York, 10012.
Okay, and you want to be a member of the live studio audience? We have people come up here all the time, sit on the couches, be part of the show. If you're a fan and you're in the city and you want to do that, how do you do that?
Email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
And if you want to see Lauren's tits.
Ooh, good one. You won't see them.
Request them.
No, but if you want to send dick pics, send them to...
Send them to me.
Send them to Lauren.
At Lauren Kubera on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Send them right over.
And could somebody... We had one girl send almost a titty pic. It was a wet
t-shirt.
Yeah,
and send better titty pics, please.
Yeah, send better titty pics, man. With the YKW. Yeah. I mean, come on. What the fuck,
come on,
man?
Come on, give them some juice.
I got to have some girl listeners. I know there's girl listeners. Send some titty pics.
You just showed.
You don't
got to
put
pic.
Your face in it.
Huh?
You don't got to put your face in it. No face.
No face.
We're getting dick pics. No face.
No talking either.
There's Marco from the Jersey Jerks. Marco, we're live, which you know we're live.
Thanks, Mark. No, I don't. I've been working all day. Someone was working 9 to 5.
Yeah, we'll get a fucking better podcast. You won't have to work.
Oh, that ain't right. That's fucked up.
I am kidding. I love the Jerks. They're awesome. What's up? We're on live. We're ending the show right now. What do you got? Is it good or does it fucking stink?
It fucking stinks. You know what? I got 2 words. Fuck that podcast. I'm busting your balls. And fuck Kevin Brennan. That's all I got to say.
Ooh. No, you didn't.
Shots fired.
I got a fucking problem. I got a problem with that dude being such an asshole. You're fucking right, I do.
Well, fucking get in line. Get in line behind Lenny Marcus, Liz, and everybody on his show.
Starts at the cellar.
And all his brothers. Yeah.
Starts with his family.
Yeah.
And ends with his wife. Listen. All right. Well, good for you. All right. Well, there you go, buddy. Good. Well said. I'll talk to you later. All right. Listen to the Jersey Jerks, everybody, on the Riotcast Network. One of the fucking unsung heroes on this network. Those guys have been at it from the beginning when it was Glory Hole, and they're still putting in a show every week, and it's fucking funny, interesting, balls out. They don't give a fuck. Not comedians, very funny guys from Jersey and Philly. So check them out on the network, the Jersey Jerks. What do you got, Deepu?
Twitter, Instagram, R2Deepu. And I also just bought a book about how to write jokes, so you can look forward to that. Me getting funnier.
That's a bummer. Just got a Barnes & Noble.
Can you read it to Scopo?
Yeah, we can both use it.
Oh, no.
I already got, what was that?
Bedtime stories. Me and you, we can cuddle up.
Wow, apparently you didn't get it.
I didn't start it yet. I just got it.
We know.
Yeah.
What's the book?
Who wrote it?
Is it the comedy Bible?
No, it's The Serious Guide to Joke Writing, so that's not a good sign, right?
Is it a chicken soup of the soul?
That's what you want, the serious. Why don't you get joke writing for dumb dummies? Jesus, man, what are you doing? Just be funny.
I needed help, and I don't like asking people for help.
You don't need help. You
don't say it on the air either.
Yeah, jeez. You can never do a roast battle now.
Buddy.
That's fine.
Listen.
Go on stage.
I'm going to say something to you. Here's how you get funny.
Jesus.
Here's how you get funny. You ready? Get the fuck on stage. That's it.
I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. I'm not
He's got a book.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you don't have it. I'm just saying I don't like this whole just get on stage.
At least he bought it. He didn't go to the library and like check it out.
No, that would be funny.
He's got to return in 20 days and shit.
He sees Chris Scopo notes on the side of the book. Buddy, all right. Will you do me a favor? Can you read some of the? Will you make read it this weekend and next week? Can we go make read some of the notes that you thought stuck out?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, next week we're gonna do how to be funny. What is the joke? What is it called?
The serious guide to joke writing.
Oh, God, this is gonna be great.
Who wrote it?
It's by some British.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
I know.
Oh my Lord.
So that means you have to do it in a British accent.
I'm gonna be really crass from now on.
Oh God, you witty cunt!
All your jokes are about tea and shit.
Scopo, what do you got?
Get me at Chris Scopo on all social media platforms, and then. You have dates here, June 18th, House of Independence.
Hang on, fucking! I gotta go to Lauren first. We go to Lauren. I do last. I go last.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
You're the closer.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why every week we do the same thing, but tonight you just want to. You're.
I was in the zone of.
You're
going.
In a. This is Kathy, friend of mine. Kathy.
Oh, the face painter.
No, this is no. Kathy, you're live on the YKWD right now. Do you have anything? We're literally ending the show. You got anything interesting or funny?
I do, kind of. I thought I would tell you something that would really make you laugh, but I don't think I could say it publicly. You told me I should never say it publicly.
Yeah, then don't.
Say it.
What okay. the fuck? That. You just did, kind of. I'm going to hang up on you now before you ruin my marriage.
Yeah. Call me later.
Bye. Oh, what the fuck? Whoa. Whoa.
Game is canceled. Wow.
And you're getting mad at Don.
You're going to have your own faithful.
You're going to the cave.
Don's
Kathy.
Going to the cave.
No one's going to
the
cave.
Wow. Lauren, what do you have, Lauren?
Get ready to squeegee the vestibule.
You got to butter up the walls.
What do you got, Lauren?
Just at Lauren Kubera on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And your dates. Scope.
Okay, yeah. So, here, oof, wow. What do you got, Scopey?
June 18th, you're at the House of Independence in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
And at the House of Kathy, apparently.
Yeah.
Settle down there, little boy. This is a big gig, actually. Read it again. What is it?
June 18th, House of Independence, Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a great venue. I'm very excited about this gig. So New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, all you shore people in the summer, make sure you spread the word, buy your tickets, and get down there. It's going to be one night only. It's going to be a fucking blast in Asbury Park, which I love. I
nice
actually
area. I love it.
Cool
there.
Area.
I love it. So let's make sure we get this one sold the fuck out, shall we? So help me out with that. Retweet, get your friends to go. Bring people you haven't seen in years. Let's do this. What else are you going to do? Fucking sit by your dumb pool?
Nah. Maybe.
She had a cord in the back of me that said, shut the fuck up, Bobby. Shut the fuck up, Bobby. What else do I got?
June 24th, 25th. You're, 24th, you're at the Brokerage.
Yeah.
And 25th, you're at McGuire's in Bohemia, New York.
I think that's... Is that the way it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got
cool.
the, you're,
and you're there with me, right?
Yeah. I'm,
and Shuley's going to be there.
Ooh, I love Shuley.
Cool. Shuley from the
Shuley.
Stern Show. Yes.
Love Shuley. Shout out to Shuley, man.
Love Shuley. He's going to be there. So that's good. It's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah,
what else
fun.
You got? What else we got?
And then you're from the 1st to the 8th. You're going to be in Aruba at the Marriott Stellaris Resort.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, that's my vacation. I got to work every night. But, you know, she'll fucking motherfuck.
Have you done it yet?
Yes.
Okay. It's fun.
It's amazing.
And then.
It's a great time.
July 21st to the 23rd. You're in Philly, the new Punchline.
Yeah, which is the same Punchline as San Francisco, just not as far.
I'll be
not
there.
As far.
I'm there too, but
not really. We haven't we haven't closed that deal yet.
No, well, what I'm talking
you're
about
there.
Is June 29th, and that's in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm in Philadelphia, the fucking city where the bell is.
Yeah, the brand new club. They'll be working at the
Kinks
that weekend.
I cracked that fucking bell
when it's all up and
with
running.
The laughter.
You got those big that bell fall was, dates.
I gotta piss. I gotta go. I can't.
Yeah,
do
those
this.
My fall dates are dropping.
Yeah. and make sure. Actually, this weekend I'm in Austin at the ATX Television Festival, you'll find out what that is. Very fun festival for television. Maybe next year we'll be there together.
We can
do a podcast from there.
Well, that'd be great.
A special YKWD /
Comedy Outliers podcast.
Well, Comedy Outlier.
Okay.
Mm. Make that singular.
Trust me, Brendan will be there.
He's going.
I'll be in the suitcase.
I'll be the agent fucking.
Take his I can't do nothing
numbers.
By myself.
Yeah. He's in a backpack that Mike's wearing.
Yeah. All right, we're wrapping it up. We got another live show coming on at 9 o'clock. You guys in the chat room, you can come back at 9 o'clock, tell your friends. We got a great show later. Who's on the show later?
We have Michelle Wolf from The Daily Show. Dan Soder. Mateo Lane.
I don't know.
Hey.
And Dante. All fucked up, by the way.
And Dante Nero.
Oh, God.
You
got to
get your bitch together.
She's on. We're on strike right now. Verizon. They're trying to fuck us at Verizon.
Does he still do the consultation shit?
Yo, $50 an hour. That's what I make my money. I bought my Jeep tires with consultation money.
He's got a big Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I got to do consultations. I got a tire from the back, and then I got my face on the side, and I got lights with the Dante Nero face.
Hey, do you?
You see my?
I don't know if this is breaking news or not, but
did you see my new dragon ring? It breathes fire.
Speaking of large black men, Kimbo Slice died.
Whoa!
Yeah, way to bring that up at the end of the show.
I just found out.
He died last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Someone just tagged me to think that's why.
You don't read the news, man.
You are the dumbest. That's because he wakes up at fucking 1.
It's 12:30. How is
he? This fucking homo wakes up at 1.
It was 12:30 today. All
right. You guys are the best fans of the world. I fucking hate him. Thanks for listening. Hey, we're ending the show. Guys, one more thing.
I thought it was breaking news, all right? Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, break
you
news,
have to
dude.
Give me the hour.
Give me that phone. I'll break it right over your fucking head.
Kimbo Slice.
I was going to say Prince died as well.
Joe Frazier as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
David Bowie. Just him.
Guys.
Prince.
Hey,
Prince
Kennedy got shot.
Lincoln, too.
No, you can't, don't jump in on it. Fuck you. Take it. You fucking take it.
I just got to take the post. I was like, oh, this is breaking news. All right,
it's
cool.
It's not breaking news.
That's broken.
You know what?
News.
Mark didn't know. How about that?
Why would you bring it up at the end of the? I'm literally wrapping up. What are we going to do?
Because I thought it was just happens. We could talk about it for another minute.
You know how bad is it going to be when this comes out if they're not watching it live?
I wish your name was Kimbo. I wish that was the breaking news. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening. You know what,
been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.